Vandegrift Vipers football is on the air. Brought to you by Kenfield Golf Cars, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Mighty Fine Burgers, Bartlett, Texas Family Physicians, Rock Solid Construction, Dr. Crawford Texas Orthopedics, Weinheimer Well, Card My Yard, Bennett Technologies, Texas Malibu, Budget Blinds, Big Red Car Wash, Province CPA, Chicken Express, Independence Title, and Covert Auto Group. Here's the voice of the Vandegrift Vipers, Merle Bertrand.
Well, thanks, everybody. Welcome back to Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network. My name is Merle Bertrand. Coming to you live tonight from, what's the name of this place again? Looks vaguely familiar. That's right, Monroe Memorial Stadium. It's been a while, guys, and on the campus of Vandegrift High School in Austin, Texas. Joined by Scott Schopter and Hank Hudson here in the booth. Zach Lucero down to the sidelines, along with Derek Cohn back at the Austin Radio Network studios. And, guys, it's October 23rd, and the Vipers are finally playing a home game.
Yeah, they're back, and all of a sudden, very suddenly, it feels like football weather.
Right,
it
kind
of
just
blustered in, but, you know, really interesting matchup tonight. Last week, the Vipers had a lot of motivation and were ready to play, and tonight it's sort of a little bit of a switch because I think McNeil, they're going to be very emotional playing for their head coach, Scott Hermes, who, of course, was on the Viper sideline for so long. But, you know, look for continued progress from the Vipers. The defense has just been lights out all season. Offense making steady progress, but on a blustery kind of fall-feeling night tonight, special teams, which the Vipers have been impressive so far this year, that could play a big role.
No question about it. Sound the trumpet fanfare and let the pigeons loose, man. It's a home opener in late October, and, you know, the strange times continue. But, Scott, you hit the nail right on the head. This is going to be an emotional reunion from on both sides of the ball because Coach Hermes is a well-beloved coach here at Vandegrift, a big part of the program. He had a lot of energy, a lot of charisma. You know, had some shoes to fill with him stepping over to head coaching role at McNeil. But, you know,
he might know a few of the secrets, too.
I know.
To know him is one thing. To stop him is another.
Well, yeah. You know, that's going to be interesting because there's a lot of things that he's got the inside track and inside knowledge to. So I'm very excited to be here at Monroe Stadium and so thankful to watch football.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool moment last night. We had the freshman games here that we streamed on Viper Live, and Coach Sanders walked across the field, and they had a nice moment, embraced, and it has to be weird for him to be standing over there looking over here when you're used to being over there on this side of the field.
Yeah, like any true master, though, you don't teach him all your tricks.
That's right.
But that is true.
You know, you obviously have to prepare a little bit differently because Scott Hermes is so familiar with this program and all the things they're trying to do. So it'll be a really interesting chess match to watch these two guys go at it.
Yes, it will. So that kind of sets the table here. We're about 14 minutes away from the kickoff. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear what Coach Sanders had to say about last week's big win against Vista Ridge, talking about the relationship with Coach Hermes, and setting the table for tonight's matchup against the McNeil Mavericks, the home opener tonight. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandegrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Family time, anytime. Always worth every dime. On our way, chicken eat. Unbelievable, sweet eat. Extra tenders, they're the best. Not to mention all the rest. Chicken eat's the place to go. For all of us, in the know. Plenty of size to make a meal. Chicken eat is for real. Follow me to chicken eat. Gotta have their CP.
Derek, you've heard me talking about my golf carts, and not just any golf cart, candy apple red, jacked up, got the rims on it. No, I got a sweet ride from Kenfield Golf Cars.
So beautiful.
New, used, rental, whatever the case is, whatever you're in the market for, Kenfield, they are the way to go. Kenfield's been king of the golf cart mountain here in Austin since 1979. After the sale, it's the service that counts. At Kenfield Golf Cars, I'll see you there.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac. American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Please be joined once again in the pregame show by the head coach of the Vandy Vipers, Coach Drew Sanders. And Coach, I don't think anyone was really surprised by the Vipers' win per se over Vista Ridge, but I think they may have been surprised a little bit by how one-sided it was. Your thoughts on a dominating performance, a 40-14 Viper win?
Well, really proud of all phases. You know, we went into the game with several goals on offense. We felt like we could run the ball, and we felt like we could get him in some one-on-one match, get him in some matchups, and we did that, both of those things. Defensively, we really went into the game thinking we're not going to allow them to big play us. They big play everyone. They will not get a big pass on us, and they didn't. Right. We were able to make them throw everything underneath. My safeties were just amazing over top and very threatening, and so they won't throw near them. And so that was tremendous. And special teams, we wanted to keep the ball out of number one's hands, so we quick kicked and things like that. And I think he only returned one kickoff. We reached every single goal, and there was the result of the scoreboard.
Well, you touched on it a second ago. You know, thought the Vipers might be strong on the ground in the running game coming in. Ryan back 4 long touchdown passes for as little time as they've had to work together. That's pretty impressive. Your thoughts on the passing game on Friday night?
It was nice to see Ryan's improvement. It is always a learning curve, you know, being a 6A quarterback his first year and starting out with one of the best defenses in the state with Cedar Park. And we've gradually seen better and better and better, and obviously very accurate passer, and did a great job throwing the ball down the field. And what people don't talk about is our O-line's getting better. You know, we did not give him time at all against Cedar Park. And we got more and better against Ellison. And so, you know, we've got to give him time to do that. And so that was a credit to the line.
And how many times we talked about this? I mentioned it on the broadcast Friday night. An offense comes in with video game type numbers, and yet the Viper defense at the end of the night just totally shuts them down.
Yeah, I think they were 1 of 12 on third down. And then heading into that last drive against our 2s and 3s, it was good to be able to get everybody in. They had something like about 80-something yards passing. So, you know, for us to do that, it's kind of a matter of pride. And we want to play sound, fundamental defense and wreak havoc when necessary. And we do, you know, we want to do kind of a combination of that. And it's nice to see that mentality and doing a good job.
Vandy Good Vipers head coach Drew Sanders, I guess you're on the pregame show. We'll turn our attention to tonight's opponent, the McNeil Mavericks, coming in, rebuilding a little bit, banged up, especially at quarterback. Talk about the Mavericks, and obviously everybody's going to talk about a letdown. Is it easier to avoid the letdown when nobody knows that this might be the last game of the season?
You know, I just don't – I hope that we don't have a letdown, but I don't really think much about that. We just concentrate on every game. We treat it like it's a Super Bowl. Every single – we prepare the same. We do exactly the same thing. And my coaches are going to give off that vibe, too. I mean, in our district, there is no easy team. And so people that say that don't coach. And it's going to be a tough game. They're really improved on defense. And, yes, they've had a quarterback injury, but, crap, he could be back this week. Who knows?
Yeah.
And so we prepare like that, and their backups are getting better and better because they're not backups anymore. If they play again, they've been the starter for a while.
Right.
So they are a program that I would say is just building, you know, but we don't want them to finally all put it together against us, so we better be ready. And then we all know Coach Hermes. I mean, he is one of the best coaches I've ever been around. So there's no doubt that he's just chilling in his office right now going, oh, I'm going to give up on this game. He is an absolute amazing coach, and he will have his team ready. So I think all those factors will factor into us hopefully being ready to go.
We kind of led into my next question. Of course, Scott Hermes, former Viper assistant, the head coach over at McNeil. You know you've been around for a while, Coach, when you start coaching against some of your former assistants. Is that the first time that's happened? And did you give him any advice in the offseason?
Yeah, you know, Coach Gregory, I think, I don't know if we went against each other when he was at Ellison or not, but, yeah, we talk all the time. You know, he asks for some advice at times, and then sometimes we share, you know, we'll share ideas too. You know, I mean, he's just that good. But, yeah, I mean, it's I'm very impressed, always have been with him. And I know that, you know, if you looked at our program when we were in our first year, you know, we look different than now in our 12th year. And so sometimes people's expectations for programs and what they're supposed to do is influenced by the NFL, where everybody gets 1 year to do it, or college football, you know, and it's just unrealistic. It takes time to build things that are going to last. And he's doing that. He's doing things right. He's making kids, you know, pass classes. He's doing all the things that we try to do here. So, you know, in a few years, there'll be no doubt that McNeil will be the thing. They're just in the building phase right now, but they are dangerous enough, and they're playing hard enough to get you if you're not ready.
And last question for you. Here we are 1 week before Halloween. The Vipers finally getting a home game. How much are you and the guys looking forward to getting a game at Monroe Memorial Stadium in?
I just kind of thought we were just going to play away the whole year. That's kind of what it felt like. So, yeah, it's almost Halloween in our first home game. You know, that's pretty crazy to say it like that. But we are thankful to get to play another game, and we are very thankful to get to play in front of our home fans. And so hopefully they sell out all the limited tickets. I heard there's about 150 tickets left, so hopefully those sell out here today.
Well, Coach, any final thoughts here before we get ready to get that first home win of the season?
We better pack out half of Monroe. I'll see everybody there.
That is your 5% Coach Drew Sanders, I guess you're on the pregame show. We'll take a break and be right back for the kickoff. This is the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Kroger Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Kroger Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Kroger Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit KroverCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandergrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
Back to Monroe Memorial Stadium. Merle Bertrand, Hank Hudson, Scott Schaffner here. The Vipers coming into tonight's matchup at 2-1 after dominating Vista Ridge 40-14 last week. The Mavericks, under former Viper assistant coach Scott Hermes, come in at 0-4 overall in the district after falling 35-7 to Huddle last week. Fifth ever meeting between Vandergrift and McNeil. The Vipers lead the overall series 4-0 following last year's 35-14 win at Keller Reeves. And Scott Schaffner, all that's out the window. It's nothing on the scoreboard. You got to go to work and take care of 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't be misled by the record of right. That McNeil has coming in. They've had some real struggles with, you know, health at the quarterback position, and the word on the street is that Luke Hutchinson will be back behind center tonight. So, you know, they're going to be a different kind of offense with their regular starter back behind center. So I definitely and then we just talked at the opening about the emotion of this game, and I think the best way the Vipers can get started here, they get off to a quick start.
Right.
That's when you start, you know, a team that's struggling so far this season, you start to plant those seeds of doubt right out of the gate. And so hopefully we'll get a fast start from the Vipers.
Interesting, maybe a new enhanced protocol on the coin flip here. Looks like you've only got one captain from each side.
Right.
So the remainder of the captains, you can see those right up there standing directly on the sideline. But continuing to see, you know, strange times with all the protocols in place. And, I mean, this is going to be a really interesting matchup. I mean, Coach Hermes was a defensive specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, his look into what that Viper defense does is going to play a factor in the game. So, you know, Coach Sanders is going to have some things that he's changed up, some particular line calls maybe, or some other signals or cadences. So, you know, it is a chess match, and all of those things are going to come into play. But, you know, the old trickster, Drew Sanders, I'm sure, like you said, Scott, has a few tricks left up his sleeve.
Yeah,
Drew Sanders.
And if you're Drew Sanders, the way your defense is played, it's been lights out, and, it, you know, they haven't had to go and get too crazy. It's been playing good base defense, flying around the football, tackling well, getting great pressure from that front three or four, depending on what set they're in, and you know, great play from their secondary. So that makes life really fun if you're a defensive coordinator, if you can play base defense and still get after people the way they do.
We're just under 3 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to step aside one last time and squeeze in another break and be back in time for the kickoff. This is Bandit Fibers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
Hey, it's Eric. You've heard me talking about my golf carts. And not just any golf cart. Candy apple red, jacked up, got the rims on it. No, I got a sweet ride from Kenfield Golf Cars.
So beautiful.
New, used, rental, whatever the case is, whatever you're in the market for, Kenfield, they are the way to go. Kenfield's been king of the golf cart mountain here in Austin since 1979. After the sale, it's the service that counts. At Kenfield Golf Cars, I'll see you there.
Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is from right here in Austin. As you know, Austin has several fine burger establishments. That's why we're especially proud that Zagat has rated Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes the number one burger in Austin. So is it Zagat or Zagat's? Like I said, there are several good burger places here in Austin. But as you know, there's good and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
For over 20 years, Weinheimer Wealth Management has offered financial planning strategies and investment management services. They put all their energy into developing, implementing, and monitoring investment strategies to help their clients reach their financial and lifestyle goals. Just as important, Matt and Contessa Weinheimer have lived here for 17 years. Their kids were born here, and they will graduate as Vipers. They are proud to support Viper football in this community. Check them out at WeinheimerWealth.com.
For a smart home or new entertainment, perhaps your technology doesn't work as well as you'd like. Give Bennett Technologies a call. They provide superior products and services for all your residential and commercial technology needs. They design, sell, install, and maintain smart homes, audio and video systems, automation, shading, lighting, and full networking solutions. Consumer or contractor, let Bennett Technologies hook you up. Online at BennettTech.net or 512-590-0633. Bennett Technologies. They make technology simple for you.
And we welcome you back to Monroe Memorial Stadium. We're about ready to get the second district football game of the season underway. The home opener, Monroe Bertrand, Scott Schaffner, Hank Hudson here. Zach Lucero down on the sideline and Derek back at the studios. And you look down there in the sidelines, guys, the Vipers look pumped up. They don't know that they're facing a winless football team right now.
Yeah, you know, I mean, keep in mind that while Coach Scott Hermes for McNeil knows the Vipers know him too. So, you know, they're I would be very, very surprised if the Vipers come out flat. They definitely want to make a statement here. And
yeah, no question.
They're going to make life difficult on their former coach.
Well, I mean, they know him and they love him. There's no question about that. But
that doesn't matter once you get between the line.
No, I think that you're exactly right. I think what we're going to see is, you know, there's going to be a little extra adrenaline flowing in not only, you know, Coach Sanders' veins, but also in these players. They want to show out, and they want to make sure that Coach Hermes remembers exactly who they are.
And kickoff set to go here. And the ball is in the air. We are underway from Monroe Memorial Stadium. The kickoff is going to sail 5 yards back in the end zone. And the Mavericks will come out first and 10 from their own 25-yard line.
And the wind is blowing in that direction
in a
big way. So I think that kickoff definitely got some help. But the wind, the flags, the field house side of the stadium here are flapping away.
Here we go. We get a look at that Viper defense, guys. And you know what a season it's been for them so far. They've been stingy, feisty, and you know, just flying to the ball like we've become accustomed to seeing.
McNeil going into the wind here to start, Merle.
And a handoff up the middle, and about a 3-yard pickup there to get things started. Got to grab the number here if I can. Got to get used to these guys.
Austin Skoglund there on the stop. Nice contrast, all black, including helmets for the Vipers, all white, including helmets for McNeil.
Yeah, makes it easy on guys like us.
Yeah.
And it was Jackson Collins starting at quarterback, not Luke Hutchison. We thought we might see Hutchison tonight.
And it looks like that's Caleb Cooper, the running back, lined up to his left on the back in the backfield. And whistles below him. I'm going to turn off the light in here. I'm getting a bad reflection on the video.
Yeah, it's interesting that we get a little bit of
you know, moving up there. That's an illegal procedure penalty. We're accustomed to seeing that very often from the opposing team, but so much movement on the defensive line. But you got to know that Coach Hermes has had them prepared for that, and still... The anxiety of influence, that movement and the quickness on the offensive, on the defensive line, has got those big hogs on McNeil's side jumping early.
Collins with the handoff. Cooper left side, wrapped up and dropped back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe probably lost a couple of yards on the play.
Yeah, and that's why they get twitchy, because you have guys like that.
We got Tucker Harrison, number 44, just made that tackle flying off the end. You better get ready.
That's right.
And already a third and long coming up here. Third down and about 17 to go from back at the 18-yard line. Just underway here from Monroe Memorial Stadium. Home opener. A nice socially distanced, half-capacity crowd on hand.
It's going to be better behavior than we saw last week with Vista had them packed in there, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did have them. I agree.
Swing out here to the near side, complete up to the 15-yard line after the 20 and runs into a wall right there. Breaks out of it, though. And pays the price as he's swarmed under by about seven or eight black-clad Viper defenders.
And I disagree with you, Merle. I think that's 11. Vipers. I looked across the
field. I ran out of
fingers.
Stragglers.
That's 11 guys making the tackle right there. What we've been accustomed to seeing from this Vipers defense.
And here's the first sort of drama of the night. The first punt, the Vipers have had have just feasted on.
Yeah, they have.
Opposing punt teams, and they're trying to punt to the teeth of this wind. So see if they go after it or set up for the return.
More than likely, as Taylor Dumar back proceeded the punt. Good snap back. Rugby style punt. Gets it out of there. And the fair catch called for, but that was not Dumar. That is a 16.
Logan Arnold had a shot at that one, too.
Yeah, he did. So Vipers will have good field position to start the ball game. First down and 10 from the midfield stripe. Just sent away. 9:53 to go here in quarter number one. And the Viper offense quickly out on the field. What a game that young Mr. Ryan back had last week. 7 out of 13, not that impressive, but 274 yards, 4 touchdowns. He got the most out of it.
Yeah, big plays, too. That's some really great deep balls that he threw in that game that were the difference.
Shuttle underneath. Out across the 50 to the 49-yard line to Ryan Shepard, who lined up in the right slot, took the shuttle pass underneath to pick up a yard in the play, bring up a second down and 9 from the Maverick 49-yard line.
Also had some really critical third-down conversions last week to keep drives alive and
yes, indeed.
Set those up. So,
what an explosive performance in that second half, coming out 5 straight scoring drives. See if we get off to a faster start tonight.
Shepard and Bowen Lewis combining for over 100 yards last week. Back in the shotgun, dropping back, looking. Pressure coming. Now the pocket breaks down. He's going to step up, and he gets out of the pressure. Now rolling to his right, fires over here to the near sideline, and incomplete. Almost a nice circus catch here on the near sideline by Taylor Dumar, but it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 9.
Hey, great protection. That was all about coverage that time, Hank.
No question. Coach Sanders talked about the importance of protection in the pregame, but I'm not sure how that wouldn't have sacked. How did he get out there?
Yeah, that's right.
A little square dance move to get out of that potential sack.
So 3rd down and 9. See if the Vipers can pick it up here. Trips into the near side. One receiver wide left. Back, dropping back, looking. Firing over the right side. Got a receiver streaking that ball. It is caught at the 19-yard line.
How did he catch
it? What a catch. I had no idea.
Wow, that was a circus catch.
All over Taylor Dumar.
Wow.
How did he catch that? I don't understand it, but I love it.
Yeah, I love it, too. Going right down the seam. And back hung it out there for him. Nice. Really, actually, a nice recovery and closing speed by the defender on that play.
Mekhi Coleman.
Yeah, that was Mekhi Coleman, and almost broke that up, but somehow.
It looked like he got there a little early.
Yeah.
And somehow... Big play, Tay, number one.
Great concentration by Taylor Dumar.
Taylor Dumar, what a catch.
First down, Vipers at the Maverick 18-yard line. Back in the shotgun. Hand off up the middle, picking his way. I believe that's Bowen Lewis inside the 10. Still driving the pop forward. Down to maybe the 9 or the 8-yard line.
A couple of linemen in there getting in the... beat up the mess. That was number 78, I think, was
Ethan,
it?
Ethan
Fisk. Love it.
Oh, man, I love offensive linemen.
Warms your heart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
In honor of you, Hank, last night doing the freshman games, I enlisted all the linemen in both games.
Oh, my goodness.
You made a lot of parents happy, I'm sure.
Out left side and inside the 10 down to the 9-yard line. And no gain to play. That is going to bring up a third down and about 6 yards to go for the Vipers.
And not surprising. The McNeil defense played that quick screen very well, aggressively.
Speaking of offensive linemen, Big Jack Gullett got his first pancake of the game, hopefully one of many, working at that left guard spot right next to number 72, Matthew Lee.
So third down, let's call it six. Back, dropping back, looking, pocket breaking down, stepping up, now to his left. And fires over to the left side. That ball is caught in the end zone. I think touchdown, Vandegrift.
I think there is a flag on the far side of the field over there, Merle, so we're going to have to wait and see here. But it was a great throw and catch.
Man, Caleb Sanders, again, I'm not sure he caught that. The Viper receiver is putting on a clinic.
It's going to be a touchdown. So what a catch in the corner of the end zone. That was Caleb Sanders?
That was Caleb Sanders.
Yeah, he's having a nice year. Really having a good year.
And again, a nice job there by Ryan Back, avoiding the pressure, and got rid of the football right before running into two defenders for the Viper touchdown.
We talked about the Vipers getting off to a fast start. Three and out, a punt, and a nice drive for your offense. And there's a touchdown and an extra point.
Up and good by Charlie at 48. Now 12 out of 13 out of the season. 7:26 to go in the first quarter. Vipers draw first blood, 7-0. We'll take a break and be right back. Banding of Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandegrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com. Or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact-certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians at River Place anytime. Walk-in hours daily, no appointment necessary, or online at texasfp.com.
Sails into and out of the end zone, and the Mavericks will start their second drive of the night. First down, 10 to the 25-yard line. Again, McNeil going from right to left, and the Vipers defending from left to right on a cool, blustery night. It was like 90 degrees in Austin yesterday, and pretty much the same thing this morning. It's now 59 degrees here in Central Texas.
Yeah, just rolled right on in for game time.
Yep.
Scott, you're probably starting to feel right at home in this weather, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, all that my blood's thinned out. This is
living in this.
It's going to be a lot colder where I'm going tomorrow, I can tell
you
that.
I'm right there with you. So first down and 10 for the Mavericks. And handoff up the middle. Picking up about 3 yards on the carry before running into the Viper defense. That'll bring up a second down and 7.
Austin Skoglund, once again on the stop.
Calls his name about 3 times tonight. He leads the team 10 tackles per game, 5 tackles for loss, and you can see why.
Yes, indeed.
About a 3-yard pickup there, going to bring up a 2nd down and 7.
It's just three receiver to four receiver set. We're seeing the Vipers exclusively in a 3-man line so far.
2 receivers wide right, 1 on the near side. And off right side, trying to turn the corner, can't. He's going to be wrapped up and flung for a loss right over Caleb Cooper on the carry.
Again, I think, yeah.
Now, maybe, just maybe, does that consider running away from number 5?
Yeah, exactly.
He seems to be up to the task so far.
He's going to pick up 3 yards on the first carry, give it right back here to bring up a 3rd down and 10 with 6:26 to go in the opening quarter.
It is so crazy to see, Scott. All these teams running the football with 4 receivers. And then you're trying to spread them out.
Yeah, but you know, that's what McNeil does. And they're going to try to establish the run here, which so far, tough sledding against this Viper front and linebackers.
3rd down and 10 from the 25-yard line. 1 receiver wide right, 2 to the near side. Dropping back, rolling to his left, under pressure, and hit as he throws the football, and it's going to fall incomplete. Almost intercepted.
That was Harrison again, and applying the pressure, and you know it's a tough one, especially with they're trying to go into the wind here.
It looked like sort of a designed rollout there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just a little play action.
But Harrison was not fooled.
Not fooled at all.
So fourth down and 10. The Mavericks set to punt it away again.
A lot of pressure on the quarterback in that situation, Scott. We run two plays on first and second down. You only get a net 2 yards. You're third and eight.
Third and long. That just makes it for a tough night.
Rugby style punt. Better job this time. Viper's going to get away from it. Takes a sideways bounce. And it's going to roll down at the 46-yard line. So the Vipers will take over there. First down, 10 from the 45. We'll take a break. Bandico Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Craig Wayne.
Terry Leggett and Sivia Sosa again from Mack Ike Ford. It's our favorite time of year, Sivia, football season.
We love the sounds of pads smacking on football fields all over Central Texas, as much as we love to satisfy your commercial vehicle needs.
Whether you're buying one vehicle or 1,000, we have more than 50 years of commercial sales experience, and we know commercial lending.
Plus, we can wrap any and all vehicles in your company's logo.
Stop by to see us in Georgetown.
Call 512-930-3673. Online at MackIkeFL.com.
And be sure to ask for free sales.
On the first down and 10 play, Ryan Back fires a pass to the near side to Cooper Dupree. And they're going to give him the 50-yard line on the reception, but there was a penalty, I believe, on the Mavericks.
Yeah, I think they call a personal foul.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a big one.
Didn't even see the flag, let alone the signal.
I did not see the infraction, but... carrying the flag in from the far side of the field, so it may have been something completely away from the play.
So the ball will be spotted all the way down inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Vipers going left to right. Both teams, Hank mentioned the uniforms, black and white for the Vipers, white with the navy blue and green for McNeil. Both teams wearing the pink socks in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Getting a good look today at number 25 in that tight end position. That is Ryan Anderson. He's listed as a tight end defensive lineman. So that's a nice combination of positions to play.
Back play action, looking to his left. Fires over to the left side. That ball is a jump ball in the end zone, and it is incomplete. Good coverage.
Well, based on what we've seen so far, I'm almost a little disappointed they didn't catch that. We've seen some circus catches.
They got Taylor Dumar, the intended receiver, on that one, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Viper offensive line looking good and warmed up.
And good protection so far.
So second down or 10 from the 29-yard line. One receiver wide left. Now they put Bowen Lewis out in the left slot to bring two receivers out to either side. Empty backside here for back.
Mm.
Looking fired. He got a receiver wide open. That is going to be caught in the end zone. Lewis, touchdown.
Did
the 360 and made the circus catch.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned that when he went out to that split, just a little quick motion out of the backfield, defenders looked a little confused, which that's all you need, and he ran right by him.
Yeah, and the catch was no small feat there. He had to really go back and make a very athletic play. Again, great protection. That front of five, right tackle Holton Garrison, right guard Ethan Barnard, number 68, Matthew Lee in the middle, Jack Gullett left guard, and number 78, Ethan Fisk on the left tackle spot. All day to throw the ball that time, Scott.
Extra point attempt is up, and it is good. And with 4:58 to go here in this first quarter, it is 14-0 Vipers. We'll take a break. Be back for the kickoff. Bandico Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Chris Province, CPA, your local tax expert and a great supporter of Viper football. With over 26 years of delivering excellent services in the areas of tax and accounting services, estate tax and retirement planning, business succession planning, and consulting, Chris, the Viper Nation's go-to expert for all things taxes. Chris and Pam Province wish the Vandergrift 2020 football program success and a great season. Remember, it takes what it takes, Vipers.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Vipers up 14-0. The kickoff sails again into the end zone. Win 8 is not that he needs it very much, but That one didn't even land in the field of play. It landed well beyond the end line.
Yeah. You know, really happy to see that for Bowen Lewis. You know, guy's had to work really, really hard to come back from injury. And we've seen him kind of pick up steam every single week. And there was no shortage of get up and go on that play.
Well, one thing's for certain, opposing defenses are going to know where he is on every single play, which is...
You can almost see the panic in the defender.
Which makes you wonder why he's so...
Line up in front of me?
Yeah, well, it makes you wonder why he's so darn wide open there.
Hand off up the middle, and a nice hold this time out to about the 29-yard line for Caleb Cooper. Be good for about a 5-yard pickup, maybe 4 to the 29. Second down and 6.
Andrew McNeil would just need to sort of settle in. They have not been able to find any rhythm at all so far on offense. 2-3 and outs.
That might have been their best run of the night. Yep. 3-yard, 4-yard game.
Second down, handoff. Up to the left side, out across the 30-yard line. And they're going to be stacked up right there and snowed under by about 7 or 8 Vipers again.
Vipers are claiming they have the football.
And they do.
They do. That's Griffin Schaffer coming out of the bottom of the pile with a ball. Looks like he lost it in the scrum.
Yeah, I didn't see come out.
I didn't come out, yeah, neither.
Griffin Schaffer, the man out of the bottom of the pile, holding up the ball, and Vipers did a nice job of selling it, that's for sure.
Sideline warning against McNeil again?
That's against the Vipers.
Vipers, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it's
probably all come out of the field trying to influence those officials.
Yeah, it's a little tough to contain your exuberance when you get a turnover like that, so...
Well,
that's where you need to get back.
We've had great field position to start, but this is definitely the best. Starting out on the plus 25. Wow.
Yeah, this is a nightmare start for McNeil.
Yeah.
So 4:16 to go, opening quarter. Vipers up 14-0. And have a first down and 10 at the Maverick 27-yard line. Back in the shotgun. Kind of keeping himself on the quarterback draw. Picks his way inside the 25. Pass it to the near side and stays on his feet to the 21. Hit at the 20.
Oh,
that's still going.
Big hit. Yeah, he's still pushing the pile forward.
That's Ryan. Oh. That's Ryan Beecham, guys, number 16.
Yeah.
Deputizing there for.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. The ball in his hands.
Well, we hadn't been calling his name a lot this year. He plays that deep safety spot on defense, and you know when you're not calling that guy's name, that means he's doing something
good,
right.
It's a good thing.
He's doing something right a lot.
Good catch. Yeah, Beecham stays in at quarterback. Three receivers wide left. And Beecham's going to take it himself. Nice play fake inside the 10. Puts on the brakes and flung down to about the 8-yard line. Going to bring up a second down at about 5 from the 8. Boy, he just put on the stop and let the defenders go by him.
Yeah, a couple of really nice runs.
But a flag down. Flag down over there. But, hey, I'm going to tell you what, number 25, I don't know if we've seen too much of him at tight end, but he did a great job lead blocking that time for his compadre, Reese Beecham.
Little use of the hands on the offense. This is coming back after two nice runs by Beecham.
Well, you know, speaking on behalf of the offensive lineman, you know, holding happens on every play, Scott.
That's right.
It's just whether you get caught or not.
I like this little
wrinkle. You're not holding, you're not trying. Is that one of those?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's one way of saying it.
Right, back now, back in the game.
Yeah. I like the wrinkle of Beecham come in.
It's a nice little change up. And nice to see that early.
Yeah, we saw some of that in the scrimmage.
Yeah, he's a dynamic guy with the ball in his hands.
Indeed.
So first and 15 now back at the 19-yard line. They ship with Shepard out in the backfield, right side. They give it to Ryan, bounce it to the left side, and inside the 18, down to about the 17-yard line, about a 2-yard pickup. That'll bring up a second down and 13.
And using Caleb Sanders all over the place, too. That time he kind of shifted in, and he was in an H-back position. You
know, right.
Leading the way there, blocking.
Man, kind of feel sorry for the other team sometimes. You got a double team with Ethan Fisk and Jack Gullett. I'm not sure. Those are earth movers down there, man. So sorry for anybody.
I'm glad I'm way up here in the safety of the press box.
Two receivers wide left, one to the near side. Back in the shotgun with Ryan Shepard again, all set to his left side. Got a reverse coming. This is Bowen Lewis trying to take it around the left side. Cuts it up to 20. Stiff arm at the 15. Spins inside the 15 and down to the 12-yard line, back near the original line of scrimmage. Nice job there by the Maverick defense, slowing that down. It's going to bring up a third down and long. A nice pickup for the Vipers, but not what they wanted out of the play, I'm sure.
Well, I don't get the sense that any quarter is being given for by Coach Sanders.
No, you know, it's one of those where Coach Sanders and Coach Hermes might be very good friends off the field, but there will be no mercy.
No.
Shown from either coach to his counterpart.
Well, I don't think they. I don't think any either one of them would expect such.
If they would want it.
No, I agree.
So back in the shotgun, third down and nine to go. Dropping back, looking. Proc breaks down, rolls to his left. Fires underneath and
wow,
down to the goal line. Did he get it in?
Touchdown, yes.
Vandegrift.
That is such a great play by Ryan Back to shake. He had a blitzing. Somebody blitzing from the secondary just had a free shot at him. And
well, that was that wheel route we saw last week for a touchdown number four,
Ryan Shepard.
It was 80. Grayland Spring, who really emerged last week. He came at that great catch and great presence of mind. McNeil had the wheel route sniffed out, but the inside dig was there, but it was a small window, Scott.
And the extra point attempt is up. And knocking it through is Charlie Fournier with 1:11 to go in the first quarter. All Vipers early, 21-0. We'll take a break and be back for the kickoff. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Does your home need a fresh look? The designers at Budget Blinds are here to help. Budget Blinds has been Austin's local window covering experts for more than 10 years. They have the largest selection of window coverings, including shades, plantation shutters, drapes, and even outdoor patio shades. And all can be controlled with a touch of a button or the sound of your voice. Budget Blinds of Austin and Hill Country has a style and service for every budget. Give Budget Blinds a call at 512-593-5505 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com to schedule your in-home consultation and get inspired today.
Budget Blinds.
Early, 1:11 to go in the first quarter. 21-0. Vandy's getting exactly the kind of start Scott Schaffner and Hank Hudson that we hoped that they would. Put to rest any theories about, you know, letdowns or anything like that.
Yeah, and Ryan Baxter been really sharp that last play just to elude that that blitz and then fire what you said just a dart into a tight window for the touchdown.
Well, on that play, we really got a good look at the decision-making that has to go on in milliseconds by a quarterback, Scott,
right,
because you know, that wheel route was wide open last week. Shepard was breaking upfield again. Looked like it might have been there, but the McNeil had it sniffed out a little bit, and Ryan Back had the presence of mind to come off that route and then find another receiver in there and really deliver the ball in what was a very, very small window.
That's frustrating as defensive coordinator. You had the perfect call.
Yeah.
But you just had players making plays, and impresses Ryan Back's arm strength on that, too. He whistled that thing in there.
So, first down and 10 for the Mavericks. Once again, starting a drive from the 25-yard line, moving from right to left. Collins in the shotgun. And handoff left side. Nice hold this time out across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Gain of about 6 yards on the carry for Caleb Cooper. Bring up a second down and four.
Hunter Ross. That time on the stop.
They had a good run to start the last series and then fumbled it away. So we'll see if they can pick up a little bit of momentum here.
A little more of the gamesmanship going on right on the defensive line right now. We've got Ricky Sweeney and Tucker Harrison have flipped sides. So you've been getting to knock heads with one guy. Now you got to trade off and get a different look.
Second down and three from the 31-yard line. And a handoff up to the 34-yard line. Gain of about 2 yards on that carry. That's going to bring up a third down and about a yard.
It's equally frightening option if you're an offensive lineman there, Hank.
Yes, well.
Oh, great. Again, switch with me.
It's like choosing between poison and a dagger.
Yeah.
Well, we see the offense that McNeil's running. You see a lot of similar concepts. That time it's the kind of the zone read look with your right guard pulling to lead up onto the left side. Just not as much success in execution. And, you know, it'll be really interesting, guys, to see in 3, 4, and 5 years what it looks like with this McNeil team.
So we have reached the end of the first quarter here at Monroe Memorial Stadium. 21-0 to score. The Vipers with a good start. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
It happens a lot at Whataburger. You take your first bite, and suddenly, you have a flavor epiphany. When things come together in a flavorful flash of, well, first bite perfection. Crispy bacon, perfectly matched with the smoky heat of Hatch green chilies, paired with two types of cheese, all coming together bite after perfect bite. Good thing there's the new limited time Hatch green chili bacon burger at Whataburger. Available by dine-in, drive-thru, curbside, and in select locations. Delivery fees may vary.
Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Craig Way, Texas High School Football Hall of Fame.
Thanks to your sponsorship, we're broadcasting three of the best high school games in the area.
And like ABC, it's all socially protocoled and distanced.
Sandigrift, Bowie, and Lake Travis.
And other live games on the Horn app. Hey, Craigers, check out my mask.
That's a Zorro mask.
And I will also be solving crime.
Oh, good.
A third down and one from the 34-yard line. And a pass underneath to the inside, almost intercepted off the tip, fingertips of Joseph Patterson, and it falls to the carpet. That'll bring up a fourth down for the Mavericks.
A little surprising. Went to try to throw the ball on third and one with the success they were having running the ball there. But
that is a little surprising. Now, that butt ball is high, Scott. I've heard you talk about in the past about the mechanics involved. A lot of quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, will make that mistake. Delivering the ball high.
Yeah. It's also, you know, a lot of people think, it's really tough to throw into the wind. Sometimes it's tough, too, to throw with the wind behind
you. The rugby-style punt, line drive, and fielded at the 30-yard line, up to the 35.
Who now?
One to the right side of the 40 to the 45. To the 50 across the midfield stripe and shoved out of bounds at the Maverick 46-yard line.
Vipers did a nice job of really setting up a wall and kind of pinning all the punt coverage.
The Beecham, I believe, on the turn.
Yeah, and it was Beecham.
Well, he should have burst right there, right at the end.
Yep.
Gave the defender a little look like he was going to cut back inside, and then just a burst, pick up another 10 yards.
Once again, he talked about field position up to this point, Hank, and Vipers have been playing in plus territory all night. And this drive, no exception.
A first down and 10 from the Maverick 46-yard line to start this drive. Already up 21 to nothing.
Getting ahead of yourself, Merle.
A little bit, yeah.
I like the way you're thinking, though.
Ryan Shepard straight ahead, running nothing fancy there. Plows head for 5 yards. That'll bring up a second down and 5 from the 41-yard line.
A little similar concept of what we see in Gill doing, but Vipers finding much more success.
Second down and 5 from the 41-yard line. And up the middle again, and Shepard shakes off the first tackle. Can't get by the second one, but Dell's still on. I don't know how he found that. He's still pushing it forward all the way down to the 33-yard line. That's going to be good for a first down. He had 2 yards. He looked up, and he's like 10 yards down the field.
He just bowled his way for another 7 yards after contact. And it was just a pile that was moving. You couldn't even see Ryan Shepard underneath it.
Yeah, there's something.
Was that Lewis or was that Shepard?
That's Shepard.
Yeah.
I think there's something basically kind of wrong with him.
Okay. In a good way. Yeah.
He's kind of like in the Viper
superhuman strength kind of way. Yeah.
Right.
So first down and 10, Vipers at the Maverick 33-yard line. Hand off again, Shepard to the right side this time. No contact inside the 25 to the 20. Driving it forward inside the 15. Again, pushing it forward all the way down to the 10-yard line.
Oh, Jeff.
There's yards after contact and with a wide receiver. I don't know if you could count that with a running back.
I mean, he, when it comes to initiating the contact, Ryan Shepard seems to be the protagonist in that situation.
Yeah, a good, really nice burst, too. Vipers are having their way here.
First and 10 at the 11. But ain't broke. They're going to give it to Shepard again. Oh, this time back's going to keep it himself. Fooled me inside the 10 and down to about the 7-yard line for about a 3-yard pickup.
Yeah, good read that time by Ryan. Back to pull that. Defenders had collapsed on
that previous play.
Yeah.
But Jack Gullett was downfield about 20 yards, delivering a block.
Still.
Pretty good effort for being
hanging out pain downfield.
Headhunting, I think, is what they sometimes call it.
Trips here to the near side, line up in a triangle. They swing it out here to the near side, 2-1 of them, to the 5, and into the end zone, touchdown, Vandegrift. That one of them was Graylin Spring, the junior. He hauls it in, it's 27-0, Vandegrift.
Wow. This young man's emerged as a real key weapon, Scott.
Yeah, you know, he's having, and I'd say that about a lot of these Viper receivers, you know, but you've got Spring, you've got Caleb Sanders. All these guys to sort of add to a unit that already had Taylor Dumar there. Yeah. So,
well, you get all dressed up on defense to stop number one Taylor Dumar, and then you got Caleb Sanders and Graylin Spring making plays. Makes it difficult to defend the backfield.
Yeah, then let's throw in a little Ryan Shepard and Bowen Lewis for good measure. And if that's not enough to worry about, Ryan back will hurt you too. So.
Yep. Charlie Fournier knocks his first extra point into the wind through the uprights. With 9:31 to go in the first half, it's all Vandegrift 28-0. We'll take a break and be back for the kickoff. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
Are you ready for a smart home or new entertainment? Perhaps your technology doesn't work as well as you'd like. Give Bennett Technologies a call. They provide superior products and services for all your residential and commercial technology needs. They design, sell, install, and maintain smart homes, audio and video systems, automation, shading, lighting, and full networking solutions. Consumer or contractor, let Bennett Technologies hook you up. Online at BennettTech.net or 512-590-0633. Bennett Technologies. They make technology simple for you.
It doesn't make the end zone. Good coverage anyway by the Vipers. It pinned the Mavericks down to the 24-yard line. So even though it didn't turn into a touchback, it's essentially the same result on the field.
Austin Skoglund, I think, on the tackle that time, which would also have been a hit. It wasn't Matt Austin,
Austin hit Skoglund? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's made a few tackles.
He made a few. Yeah.
So Clayton Moore, off air, I did make a gentleman's wager with Scott Schaffer that Master Cost number 22 would be down there first, but he took the field.
That's right. Hank got the pick first, doesn't
he? Flack comes down, handoff left side out across the 25 to the 28-yard line. That was Jalen Mosley on the carry, but a flag came in right at the snap. We'll check it here.
It was Clayton Moore, number 13. We're keeping track at home. Who's down first?
Who's down there first? Clayton Moore. My dad gave me a little bit of trivia last
week.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you about that again.
Clayton Moore. People, if listeners know who Clayton Moore is, remember the actor who played the Lone Ranger in the TV series, Clayton Moore.
Now playing
defensive back for the Vipers.
What's weird is it sounded kind of weird when you said all that. Like, why does that name sound familiar?
Right.
Now it makes perfect sense.
We don't know if there's a backstory there. Just send our intrepid reporter, Zach Lucero, down there to find out.
We need to make sure he has the appropriate nickname.
That's right.
Kimo Sabi. Number 13, Clayton Moore. Putting special
teams. Ranger.
Yeah.
Procedure on the Mavericks pushes the back 5 yards. First and 15 from the 19-yard line. And left side looking for running him up to the 20. Bounces free to the near side, but given ground. And now he's going to go back down to the 18-yard line. Had the 20-yard line, wound up losing a yard in the play.
You break three or four tackles and still lose a yard just because of the pursuit of that Viper defense.
That's number 20, Hunter Ross. The other meat cleaver in the middle of the park for...
Just give a proper shout out to my dad, Bill Schaffner.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Credit where credit is due, Mr. Schaffner.
That's right.
Of course, he may have been aging himself a little bit. I know. Don't go on the Lone Ranger reference.
Exactly.
Second down and 17 coming up here from the 17-yard line. Clock's still rolling. 7:43 to go, first half. All Vandegrift so far up 28-0. Dropping back, and the pass up here to the near sideline, and almost a one-handed catch up the sideline, but threw that one into double cover. They're trying to get it to Brad Wittenberg.
Thought we could have gotten a hold there. The Maverick O-line is definitely struggling with trying to contain that Viper front.
Yeah, Ricky Sweeney's a handful, apparently. Number 2, Logan Arnold, and then number 24, Griffin Schaefer.
Yeah, and this is not the situation you're going to be in if you're the McNeil Mavericks.
Third
in about what?
Forever.
17, third and a lot.
Jackson Collins in the shotgun again with one receiver wide left, one to the near side. Got Cooper lined up to his left. Wittenberg goes in motion, dropping back, under pressure.
It's
going to go down. The ball comes out, fumbled, recovered by the Vipers, and the end zone touchdown.
Wow. Who is that mass man?
I think it's 24.
It's 54, I think.
54.
On the recovery.
54, okay.
Oh, my goodness. You got to love it when a guy with the number starts at 5'4". That is
Lucas Cummings.
Yeah. Nose guard. Man, that situation is just so difficult as an offensive lineman. You had the three interior guys. That's the one we just mentioned, that's number 54 with the touchdown. Lucas Cummings. You had Sweeney and Harrison. They've got all their, they've got all their weight on their hand, and they are just got their ears pinned back and just coming straight downhill. Yeah. Harrison that time looked like he wouldn't even block.
That's not just a really tough position. And you're trying to make a play. And it's one of those things that you also we could take a break, Merle, and come back and sort of provide some commentary on that. But another great play by that Viper defense.
We'll take a break. Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Card my yard. When good news comes your way, skip the card and stake the yard. It's the easiest way to decorate for any celebration. We do all the work for you. Book your order online and we'll set up the surprise and take down the decorations afterwards. Grand opening, anniversary, or any special occasion. Card my yard. 95 franchises throughout the U.S. Now a proud sponsor of your school. Visit cardmyyard.com today.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatment. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
The 20 to 25 yard line, now to the 28 yard line, where the Mavericks will take over. 35-0, Vipers on top. And if the little voice in my ear is correct, we're going to check in now with Snoop Daniel in the Flex ATX studios for a scoreboard update.
Well, you know, not quite ready for Snoop, but you know that almost if on cue, number 13, Clayton Moore. The Lone Ranger, Kimo Sabe.
And I got another fun fact, too. I've got all my informants out there. Donis and Lindsey Watson are filling me in. That Clayton Moore, do you know the other fun fact I'm going to bring up here?
What's that?
Justin Moore's little brother.
I do that. Yeah. That much I do.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Well, you got to drop your knowledge on people out there, Merle. Inquiring minds want to know.
First down, center of the 28-yard line, and handoff on the end around. Out to the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. Coming in from the right slot around to the left side with Jarvis Anderson to pick up about 6-7 yards on the carry. Second down and two.
Of course, Justin Moore, former Vandegrift Viper great.
Yeah, and three different sports.
Three different sports, that's right.
That might be the biggest play from scrimmage for McNeil so far, 9-yard gain.
Second down and one coming up here from the 37-yard line. Dropping back, looking, firing over the middle. Got a receiver breaking, caught in a dead run down to the 40-yard line. Best play of the night for the McNeil Mavericks as they get it down to Joseph Patterson. And McNeil trying to run up hurry. And now we got Snoop standing by. Take it away, Snoop.
All right. On the Big Daddy Station, 104.9, Lake Travis leading Austin High 7-0. Marcelo Alanis with the score. Dayton Bombarger from Kyle Brown as Vista Ridge takes a 10-0 lead over Cedar Ridge. Josiah Demps gets in the end zone for Hendrickson as they take the lead over Georgetown 14-10. Merle?
All right, so there you go. Snoop Daniels back at the Flex ATX studios with the scoreboard update. And McNeil running that ball into the line of scrimmage, picking up no gain in the play. Second down and 10 from the 39-yard line.
Well, Snoop, man, listen to him a little bit during the week again. Encyclopedic knowledge of the local area high school football. I mean, it's, he's got it all
fantastic,
dialed in.
Fantastic energy, too.
Yes, indeed.
Second down and 10. Collins in the shotgun. Trips into the near side. Dropping back under pressure, stepping up, firing underneath, complete to the 32-yard line. Mavericks getting something going here.
Yeah, nice play there, and one-handed catch on the other end of that. But nice job by quarterback Jackson Collins on that to evade the rush there and get a nice throw off into the flat and a one-handed catch.
Travis Redd hauling that one in with the catch over there. Third down and three from the 32-yard line. Mavericks, no doubt, in four-down territory. Nothing to lose, down 35 to nothing.
Give a shout-out to David Yule. Listening out there and watching. He's got one of those Yule boys out here doing a good job on special teams. Played some. Might see him later tonight. Defensive back.
Yeah, coming in motion right to left, and they are going to give it to him around the left side. He's going to have the first down and more inside the 30. Spins out of the tackle down to the 27-yard line. I believe that was Ashton Davis. Took that on the sweep from right to left. And the Mavericks move the chains with 4:57 to go first half.
If you notice that, Griffin Schaefer really trying to dig in there to try to see if he could strip the ball out.
And
think.
I already got one tonight.
Yep.
33 is Max Shule. That's David's son. He must take after his mom because David's not exactly built like a defensive back. Right?
I'm not touching that one.
He's a big
David, that was Hank.
Yeah, that was me. Well, he's got another one, the older brother's.
Two receivers near side.
Kyle's in the shotgun again, and now whistle's blowing. I think Medillo boxed himself that time.
Yeah, well, just again, you know, you think about that Viper defensive front, the shifting, pre-snap. Yep. And McNeil had a little bit of a roll going there, started to get some rhythm, and those are the things that derail a nice drive.
Well, you know, they were ready for it. You know, Coach Hermes explained what was going to happen, but still getting some calls.
On the left side and wrapped up and dropped for no gain in the play. Crashing in backside. Trying to see who that is.
22.
22 would be
Master DeCasa.
Yeah, Master DeCasa. Wrapping up Ashton Davis on the carry.
He's just one of those guys, Master DeCasa, a gentleman that is just always around the football.
Yeah.
He's just got that nose and that instinct.
Second on the team, 8.7 tackles per game. He's really kind of played himself into a starting role here.
Yeah, I think in the scrimmage, I don't think he was starting.
Yeah, I mean, we saw certainly signs of that early on, and he's been a factor in every single game that we've called.
Second down and 16 from the Viper 34-yard line, and now it's going to be second down and 21 as the Mavericks jump again.
Yeah, that's frustrating. He gets some rhythm going, and you have a couple of procedure penalty, and they're going to get him some illegal shift here, I think.
Well, self-destruction a little bit. They did have a nice drive going, but you know, you allow those defensive linemen with their quickness for Vandergriff to tee off and get their ears pinned back. Makes things very difficult. Always flying off the ball.
Another false start.
Yep. Second one of the drive.
You know, I talked early on, Merle, about just, and Coach, I think, brought it up in his comments about, you know, it's a process. When you're trying to rebuild a program or build a program, it is a process. So, you know, no doubt McNeil has taken the first very important step. That's hiring the right guy to drive the bus.
Yeah.
And all of us who've had a chance to get to know Scott Hermes and, you know, had kids that were coached by Scott Hermes over the years know that he's definitely the right guy to drive the bus. But it is going to be a process to build that program to the point that it's at the level of the Vipers.
And just to follow up on that after this play here, second down and about 20 to go, and handoff left side, cuts it up inside the 40 to the 35, and down to about the 34-yard line on the carry that time was Jonathan Samaru. You look down to the sidelines, the Vipers have three times as many guys standing on the sideline as McNeil does, and that was across the board in the freshman games last night. I assume it was in the JV games as well.
So Coach Sanders in the pregame, when he was talking about the challenge that Coach Hermes is going to have over there, the first thing I heard him say was he's getting everything done the right way, starting off with the grades.
Yeah.
He says, we're going to make sure everybody makes our grades.
Right.
And I thought that too, it was so interesting to hear him talk about that as the most important part and the foundational part of his program.
Yeah.
So, Scott, you and I have both seen that.
Yeah, we've seen it. It is one of Coach's hallmarks. He has a segment where he talks about we do it the right way. You know, we do it exactly right.
Yeah.
And that's the approach that Scott Hermes is going to take at McNeil as well.
Third down to 17. They set up a screen pass and incomplete. Threw that one into a crowd. Kind of a jump ball, anybody's football. Falls incomplete, brings up a fourth down.
Trying to set up a middle screen there, just way too much traffic. How tempting for an offensive lineman to just take that run with it just for fun.
Number five, the aforementioned several times, Austin Skoglund was somewhat apoplectic that time for being held.
Oh, was he?
He was
protesting?
Yes, he
vehemently.
He asked the official, in a respectful way, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
You know, when he got tossed to the ground there. I don't blame the guy who did it. I mean,
that's the only way to slow him down.
Yeah.
Fourth down is 17. They're going to go fourth. They're going to try a reverse. And now cutting it up inside the 40 to the 35. And not going to be nearly enough. About a 7-yard pickup, but they needed 17.
Yeah, that
was Jarvis Anderson stopped up, and the Vipers will get it back here with 1:50 to go in the first half.
So interesting there is, you know, they ran that, and the McNeil player had the wide side of the field to work into, but he cut that back inside because number 9, Jackson Oliver, is sitting out there parked.
Yeah, he just had great
contain. Exactly where he was supposed to be.
They're just so good at their fits and their discipline on defense, and that time, like you said, Jackson Oliver stayed home on a reverse and had to turn it back inside.
Mm-hmm.
First down, sent to the 33-yard line. Vipers with the football back.
Back firing over to the right side. Caught on the slant pattern to the 40-yard line. Picking up about 7 yards on the play. Maybe Lucas Daw possibly on that catch. I'll confirm as he comes here to the near side. No, that was 80 again. Graylin Springs, second catch of the night. And pass to the near side now to the 40, to the 45, out to the 49-yard line to get to Jack Nelson, a junior wide receiver, with his first catch of the night. Good enough for a Viper first down. So already starting to see some guys filter in and out of the lineup here.
Nice looking catch and run. What you love there is the way that Nelson secured the football, 5 points of contact.
Yeah, took a pretty good hit at the end of that play.
Yes, he did.
First down, 10 to the 49-yard line. Back, dropping back. Plenty of time. Now rolling to his right. Stepping up. Runs into traffic. Gets out of it. To the outside of the 50 to the 45. And scrambles out of bounds at about the 43-yard line. And a flag comes flying in from 30 yards down the field.
I think he got a little nudge late out of bounds, perhaps. That might be sort of the direction. Or a Viper lineman was defending his quarterback's honor over there on the sideline. One of the two.
Well, the play before, let me go back to that. Jack Nelson making that catch. Like you said, Scott, he took a pretty good shot from behind the backside. So if you don't have the football secure there, that's the kind of deal that could jar the football loose.
Well, Scott's first guess was right. Bursting a foul on the Mavericks with a bit of a late hit.
Yeah, I think it was just, you know, it looked like a hustle play there. It wasn't anything. It didn't have sort of the signs of frustration on the part of the McNeil defense yet. I think it was just two guys running hard toward the sticks and just got there a little bit late.
I know the official had a little wind-aided there on the flag, but they came sailing. First and 10 from the Maverick 28-yard line, moving right to left. Back play action, dropping back. Now stepping up to his right. Fine time, dumps it over the right side, and the Soves having a way to live it to fight another day, second down and 10.
Yeah, just another aspect of Ryan Back's game that we're seeing develop is just how hard he is to sack.
Yes.
He has been able to extricate himself from really sticky situations
like
here tonight.
Whether
it's just in terms of making a move and making somebody miss, or we've seen him just through sheer strength.
Get out of the
grasp of a defender, and that's frustrating. You get there, you think you're going to put this guy away, you better hold on tight.
Right. Escapability factor is high.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, you look at him, he's built sort of like a linebacker almost. He's just got, you know, real strong-looking guy, lower body, upper body, just like you said, hard to bring down. Scott, when, you know, if we look at some film and your days as a quarterback, is that what we would say about you?
Yeah, probably not.
I could run.
Hash numbers boundary. Get out of bounds.
By film, you mean film literally.
It was film that day. Yeah.
Reel to reel.
Yeah. Hand off. Left side. Inside. The 25 to the 20. Bounce to the near sideline to the 15 to the 10 to the 5 and in the end zone. Touchdown, Vandegrift.
I think that's Bowen Lewis.
It was indeed.
Yeah, we talked about him at the beginning, just really seeing his progress, and great to see him have a big night tonight.
Yeah.
The second touchdown.
That was really one of the first times I've seen him look like he looked last year, too, with the
first
speed.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, right there, Taylor Dumar, number one, maybe the smallest guy on the field, just a tremendous lead block in that situation. Didn't need much of a window because Bowen Lewis is so fast, but just a great job blocking the perimeter.
Fournier's worn out already. He kicks through his sixth extra point of the night. 24 seconds to go. All Vipers up 42-0. We'll take a break. Be back for the final 24 seconds of half number one. Vandegrift Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
When you shop simple at your Central Texas Honda dealers, that gets you back on the road with more. And that's exactly what you get in every SUV we sell. And that's something real Honda owners can't get enough of.
I love all the space it has for my dog. You know, it just really feels safe when I'm driving it.
There are plenty of reasons to be envious, but you don't have to be when you buy a new Honda from your local Central Texas Honda dealers. Online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Get where you're going in a Honda.
Texas High School Football Hall of Famer, Craig Way. Are you ready for some high school football?
Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Thanks to your sponsorship, we're going to be broadcasting three of the best area high school games each week.
And ABC is thrilled to see everybody practicing social distancing and wearing their masks.
No mask holes here.
And bonus, my mask matches my Bermuda shorts.
Could use a little burnt orange in it.
Listen, you want to go, old man?
Four to shoot at nothing. Ball's on the tee. Well, the ball was on the tee, but Mother Nature had other ideas and took care of that. Fournier will set it up and try it again.
Oh, here we go. I should love when you see this. You got a guy come over to hold it.
Old school, yeah.
That is old school.
Somebody drew the unlucky straw. Got to hold it for Fournier to step up and kick it. And a high kick win. Going to push it back in the field of play. Fielded it at the 17-yard line. To the 20, to the 25, to the 26-yard line. And the Mavericks, with 18 seconds to go, will have one more crack at it. Started to get a nice drive put together last time, but kind of fell behind the chains with a couple penalties.
A lot of Vipers down there hustling. That time, number 32, Charles Roberts Perkins. Got the first shot at the return guy. Made him change his angle of ascent. Boy, that those kickoffs into that wind is like a can of corn in baseball.
Yeah,
it really hits it up there.
Just pops it up.
First down and 10 at the 26-yard line. And off right side, trips and stumbles out to the 27-yard line, and a flag comes in. I love the can of corn reference.
You like the can of corn?
Man, I'll tell you
like
what.
The top, like up the top shelf, just, or the right. Stack of can of corn in your...
So let's
don't see that anymore.
I didn't get to do much baseball this spring, so I like the reference.
So here's the deal. That time you get holding on number 99, Ricky Sweeney, was being held by the right tackle for McNeil. And while he was being held and on the ground, Ricky Sweeney reaches that big paw up and
makes the tackle.
Makes the tackle.
Yeah, I assume you know you're having a bad night.
Oh, my goodness.
So, McNeil, just, you know, you're trying to get yourself some sort of rhythm.
Right.
And you need to put kind of a perfect series together and continue to self-destruct and get behind the chains.
And that was going to be the end of the first half. So, a first half, not too surprisingly, dominated by the Vandegrift Vipers, comes to an end with your score. The Vandegrift Vipers 42, the McNeil Mavericks nothing. I know Snoop's going to be joining us at halftime, but a quick pause here before we go to break.
Yeah, just another dominant performance. You know, we hoped and we talked at the beginning of the broadcast that we want to see the Vipers get off to a fast start, and they certainly have. Hard to find fault with really anything at this point. Defense has been rock solid. Offense is executing at an extremely high level. I think they are... We haven't seen a punt tonight from the Vipers. If memory serves me correctly, they're just clicking on all cylinders here. Tough night for McNeil so far, but you know that they're gonna go through a rebuilding process. And,
right.
You know, playing opponents like Vandegrift, that's part of it. You can where you want to be, and that's the kind of program that Scott Hermes is going to build. I guarantee you they're going to come out and play hard in the second half.
Yeah. Yep.
And we're gonna see some new faces from the Vipers in the second half. So that'll be a fun one.
Well, your memory serves you well.
Yeah.
There were no punts. Five offensive possessions for the Vipers, five touchdowns. Also a defensive touchdown added to the mix of the great Viper defense. Raylan Spreen's got two touchdown catches. Bowen Lewis has got a run for a touchdown of 28 yards and a catch for 28 yards and a touchdown. I'm not sure if I wrote that down right. But then also Caleb Sanders for the second TD of the game. So it's all Vipers and a lot of fun to watch.
And a fumble recovery in touchdown as well. So
Lucas Cummings on the strip.
So 42 to nothing, your score here at the end of the first half. Viper band about ready to take the field. We'll step aside for a break and be back for more of the halftime festivities here from Monroe Memorial Stadium. Your score at the end of half number one, Vandegrift 42, McNeil nothing, on the ABC Home of Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. This is The Horn.
For over 20 years, Weinheimer Wealth Management has offered financial planning strategies and investment management services. They put all their energy into developing, implementing, and monitoring investment strategies to help their clients reach their financial and lifestyle goals. Just as important, Matt and Contessa Weinheimer have lived here for 17 years. Their kids were born here, and they will graduate as Vipers. They are proud to support Viper football in this community. Check them out at WeinheimerWealth.com.
Kroger Kellogg prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way, chicken eat, unbelievable, sweet tea.
make a meal. Chicken Eats is for real. Follow me to Chicken Eats. Gotta have their beef.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatment. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game.
Yeah, we're welcoming you back to Monroe Memorial Stadium. 42-0 to score. The Vandegrift Vipers on top of the McNeil Mavericks. Monroe Burchett, Scott Schaffner here along with Hank Hudson. Zach Lucero down to the sideline. I'm sure he had a chance to talk to Coach Sanders for that before halftime is out. And right now back at the Flex ATX Studios, the one, the only Mr. Snoop Daniel. And Snoop, we're getting to see some classic Viper football against an old friend tonight.
Yeah, you know, they're so rude. But, you know, that's all good, Coach Hermes. I mean, I'm sure he's glad to be back at Monroe, not with the situation. But, you know, this game has really been a long time coming for Vandegrift. I mean, they were robbed of it when they were supposed to open up at home against Stony Point. And just think it's a lot of emotions tonight, and Vandegrift is channeling it and destroying McNeil. You know, like, did Luke Hutchinson start for McNeil tonight, or is he just suited up?
Yeah, he's just suited up. Yeah.
Okay.
He has not played yet. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a little shorthanded, obviously, yeah.
And I thought that might, because I don't know if y'all heard, last week they had a situation, of course, Luke was out, but then their number two quarterback had a prior lacrosse commitment. It could make thought. They've just had some real issues. I mean, not only a pandemic, but, you know, a new coach and trying to implement a new culture. So it always takes a full year. I bet you could probably ask the same of John Walsh down at San Marcos, who left Denton Guyer after state losing to Westlake in a state championship last year, and now having to deal with the Rattlers. And they've had big blowout losses to LT and Westlake to start districts. So, you know, maybe a year of growing pains for Hermes and McNeil. But, yeah, Vandy looks great.
Well, you know, he's been here. He knows what the culture's like here. We've already talked about in the first half how he's going to probably try to instill a lot of what he picked up here over there to the benefit of the folks in McNeil. I know he's got the community behind him over there, and I think they know where he came from and the success that they've had here at Vandegrift. So it's just going to take a while, like you said, to get those young players kind of whipped into shape, and it's going to take nights like this to do it, I think.
Yeah, and I know, you know, this is a Vandegrift broadcast. I feel like I'm talking about McNeil a lot. But they haven't been good, like, I don't want to say ever, but, I mean, I don't recall a playoff appearance by McNeil. And they've had several players of note, and, you know, rest in peace, notably to Ryan Murphy. But they've had, like, Zach Vaughn and Tillman, who went to North Texas, and Vaughn wound up going to Houston. And Jordan Curley, they've had talent, but playoff runs, I mean, they haven't even made the playoffs. And I think I've been covering them since 2010, and I can't recall one year they were in the postseason.
You might be right.
Yeah, and you know, football fans are, you know, not necessarily known for their patience typically, but you know, you got to hope that on the McNeil side they recognize the kind of coach that they now have, and it is a process, and it starts with just shaping culture, and that's what, and it's taken, you know, didn't happen overnight here at Vandegrift.
Right.
They're having tremendous success, but it's definitely been a process, and there's a formula to it. You think about doing the thing we talked during the broadcast about doing things the right way, and that's what Coach Scott Hermes is going to have to is doing. He's implementing that now, and those are the essential building blocks to building a program that will resemble what Vandegrift has at some point.
That's right. Well, hey, Snoop, during the pregame comments, Coach Sanders said that Coach Hermes is going to get it right. And I'm going to tell you, he was a very, very popular coach over here with the players and the parents, just a high-quality individual. And Snoop, Coach Sanders said in the pregame, he said he's going to make sure it's done right, and it's going to start with everybody's making their grades. And, you know, I can tell you, both Scott Schaffner and I have had kids in the program here, and that's for real.
Yep.
They don't mess around, and Coach Sanders makes sure it's known that you're going to be – you're going to do the best job you can do in the classroom. He talks about honor, being a man of honor, and graduating with honor. So I'm anxious to see. It's going to be interesting in,
yeah,
in
the
5 years.
They make over the next couple of years. That'd be awesome.
Coach Hermes does. He's a great guy.
And what will he...
This is a bad gift. Oh, go ahead, Sue.
No, just real quick, one more small note. Just, you know, if he is able to turn this program around, you think about the guys that came before him. They were no chumps. I mean, you got Howard McMahon. You got Lee Pinland. So,
exactly.
You know, and you can go on. So the task is a heavy one, and time will tell.
Well, since this is a Vandegrift Vipers broadcast, after all, 42-0, the Vipers have put up 40 points now in each of the last three games. We still have a half to go in this one. We expected the defense to be good. It always is. But this Viper offense is really starting to put it together, Snoop.
Yeah, big ups to Ryan Back. I did figure out that his reach is Reese Beecham. Thank you, because I've been calling him Beauchamp like an idiot.
I'm half French, and I still had it wrong.
We had to get corrected a couple times before we got it right.
No, it's that's one of the great things about high school football. Also, like a bad thing is, like, I mean, a kid can literally go 4 years on varsity and nobody ever gets their last name right. I mean, people are still calling Sam Ellinger. For example, but I mean, there's a ton of examples. And everybody at Vandegrift, not everybody, but they have such unique spellings of last names. But, why did they even go down that lane? What were we talking about originally? Y'all are blowing them out? Yeah. Oh, no, Ryan Back, he looks great, even though I haven't seen the film yet. I'm really hoping, this is kind of behind the curtain, but I'm hoping Scott Reeling and L2 Productions are able to get the footage tonight, because they do such a great job filming it. So we could put the mixtapes together, and that's really, like, I listened to the Vipe broadcast and look at Scott's footage.
Yeah, shout out Scott Reeling there. Good job.
Yeah.
He's the best in the business. He does great work. Yeah.
He's working hard right next to us.
Yeah, he is a rock, quite literally a rock star. So,
hey, Snoop, we were wondering, we were talking about during one of the breaks, we're like, what's your on your nighttime reading table, man? You get that encyclopedic knowledge of what's going on in local high school sports. So, you know, are you reading Dave Campbell's football magazine?
I know more than Dave Campbell's.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's correcting all the mistakes that Campbell makes.
You really have to, it's a lifestyle for me. I can honestly, I can't really even ask anybody that works with me to go down the lane I do, because it would be unfair. But it's my life, and
inside the mind of Snoop, it's a scary place.
Yeah, well, no, well, also I like fantasy sports, and I like, anyway. But really just covering them on social media, well, basically that is the encyclopedia. I mean, you have to read like every tweet, but they're giving you the game on social. You just have to be patient enough to read it all and to retain it. And, when you do it consistently over years, it just kind of all builds up. Like me talking about Lee Pinland, I haven't talked about him in forever. I haven't even thought about his name until just the moment ago, but it is special. Texas high school football, and really, like, you know, the job that Vipe does, and the other, companies that cover high school sports, kudos to them, because a lot of times it is a labor of love, and even though we all do what we do, it's still not covered in depth enough. I mean, it needs to be much more, so I'm just trying to do my part.
What's a peek behind the scenes on how you got the correct phonetic pronunciation of Ryan Beecham? Is that on social media?
From listening to Vipe Live, baby.
Okay. There you go.
Well, we got it from mom.
So we got it directly from the source. Yeah.
Well, they'll give you the inside scoop. And I always say that a radio broadcast is the best way to learn about a team, because you aren't trusting your eyes. You're listening to someone who's giving you a personal account of what's going on. And a lot of times it's a lot more emotional from a radio perspective. So and radio is such, it's kind of old school, like you mentioned Marconi, like the kids be like, what's the Marconi award? I grew up in the Kid Craddock days, and I in Howard Stern days, and really, like, radio has always been my favorite medium, and I'm just trying to carry it on, because these kids have so many other options, and I just want them to know radio, man, it's nothing like it.
Yes, indeed. Hey, it's been a watered down version, Snoop, of the normal Viper band. But we got one of the best bands in the land right over here. They already have a state championship, and we're not seeing the full productions like we did last year. But it's so much fun to watch the pageantry of high school football at halftime. We're seeing a pretty good spectacle right now.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they're out there just as early as the players. Whenever I go out to give the
earlier. Yeah.
Oh, earlier. Okay. Well,
And they're out there in concrete when the sun is beating down on them too. So. Don't tell me that those guys aren't athletes down there.
I did want to talk
about... prediction here on the second half, Snoop?
Yeah. Oh, prediction on the second half, more carnage. I would really say, you know, I predicted a 60 spot tonight, so I think they'll go for the shutout. I mean, and McNeil, they have Jarvis Anderson. Is he doing anything tonight? And they got the other kid, Cooper, at running back. They got two
stops. Caleb Cooper's trying. He's had a couple of, you know, 5 or 6 yard carries, but the Vipers,
they're
locked up. This hole closed up pretty fast.
Okay, and those guys aren't really their best players. They're class of 23. So McNeil, Young, you know, and that's what new coaches do. They play the babies. And they're like, you're going to ride with me, man. And in 3 years, maybe my culture permeates the entire school, and y'all would have already played for 2 years. So, it's a marathon.
Yeah, you're going to be leading the charge, and these are the guys who are really helping him build the foundation of a program that's going to go in a different direction.
He's got some kids in middle school. There was a kid that played Pop Warner over here. Was one of the best Pop Warner linebackers I've ever seen. Like, he's in the 8th or 9th grade now. And so they've got some horses in the stable over there. Like you said, they're going to play the babies, and I think you give Coach Hermes a chance. Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, Merle, I think you need to point out just in terms of this year numbers. And look, as you start to build a program, the numbers start to come, and you get better retention of players, and it just starts to, you know, one thing leads to another. And speaking of building programs, one of the things I'm looking forward to most in the second half, particularly if we see more of the carnage that Snoop talked about, is the getting to see some of the guys for the Vipers who haven't gotten a lot of minutes so far, and we're gonna be calling some new names in the second half, and we'll start to see a little bit of what the Viper future looks like, and perhaps near future, as we know this, these long seasons are a war of attrition, and getting some guys time now is really critical, because you may need them later in the season to make a deep playoff run.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, can I give you all that long, but
you tell us when you got to go, sir.
No, well, I'm just going to real quick, because I got to run, just a quick score update. Vista Ridge leading Cedar Ridge 17-3 out of 25-6A. Lampasas just took the lead over LBJ 10-7. And Lake Travis and Austin High. Austin High hanging tough. Cavaliers leading the Maroons 17-7.
Yeah, that's a pretty close ball game if you're a Lake Travis person.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you, Soup. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you, I'm guessing, in the post-game show, huh?
Yes. Thanks, guys.
Mr. Snoop Daniel back at the Flex ATX studios. We'll go ahead and take a break. 13 minutes or so left to go here in the first half. I know Zach had a chance to talk to head coach Drew Sanders, so hopefully we can get that dialed up for you when we come back for halftime. Vipers up 42-0 on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Card My Yard. When good news comes your way, skip the card and stake the yard. It's the easiest way to decorate for any celebration. We do all the work for you. Book your order online and we'll set up the surprise and take down the decorations afterwards. Grand opening, anniversary, or any special occasion. Card My Yard. 95 franchises throughout the U.S. Now a proud sponsor of your school. Visit cardmyyard.com today.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandergrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
Does your home need a fresh look? The designers at Budget Blinds are here to help. Budget Blinds has been Austin's local window covering experts for more than 10 years. They have the largest selection of window coverings, including shades, plantation shutters, drapes, and even outdoor patio shades. And all can be controlled with a touch of a button or the sound of your voice. Budget Blinds of Austin and Hill Country has a style and service for every budget. Give Budget Blinds a call at 512-593-5505 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com to schedule your in-home consultation and get inspired today.
Budget Blinds.
Dr. Martin Molina and his staff welcome you to Texas Family Physicians at River Place. Texas Family Physicians provides comprehensive family medical care for men, women, and children of all ages. They specialize in adult and pediatric preventative care, hypertension, diabetes, sports medicine, and seasonal allergies, just to name a few. They also offer impact certified baseline and post-injury concussion testing and treatment in office. Visit Texas Family Physicians at River Place anytime. Walk-in hours daily, no appointment necessary, or online at texasfp.com.
Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is from right here in Austin. As you know, Austin has several fine burger establishments. That's why we're especially proud that Zagat has rated Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes the number one burger in Austin. So is it Zagat or Zagat's? Like I said, there are several good burger places here in Austin. But as you know, there's good and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
Welcome back to Monroe Memorial Stadium. 42-0 your score. The Vandegrift Vipers on top of the McNeil Mavericks. Just a few moments ago, Mr. Zach Lucero, freezing down there in the sidelines, had a chance to catch up to Vipers head coach Drew Sanders. Let's get his thoughts on this first half of football.
All right, Coach, going into halftime up 42-0 over McNeil. What are your thoughts?
Well, we played a near-perfect half, really. I mean, I don't, you know, y'all always joke about me always having something to write about, but, you know, we're playing really good. I love offensively. We're able to throw the ball all over the place right now. We're running, too. And then defensively, they're bringing in their heavy package with their big defensive end. They've converted him to a tight end, and they're going to tackle over, and we're stopping them in our three-man front. So it's a good start. We're going to go in, and I'm sure we have some things to work on. I'll visit with the guys, and we're going to try to come out and finish this thing off. Thanks, Coach.
What I like about Coach Sanders, he could be up 42-0 or down 42-0. He would sound exactly the same.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Interesting to hear him give a real quick breakdown. We've heard him do that before, yeah, where he's like, okay, they're bringing in this big guy, defensive end, going tackle over. I mean, so there's a lot going on in his mind at any given point of game. But he's already kind of got an analysis.
Analysis is the funny thing. Yeah, I mean, it's that analysis is happening, you know, real time. So he had that figured out probably after about the second time they did it. And but just to understand and appreciate, you know, it's not easy to have that kind of recognition, but that's been part of why the Viper teams, and particularly their defenses, have been so good. They're really good at diagnosing things very quickly, but, you know, especially, you know, early in a game, and we've seen them do that. Well, they'll call a timeout if they need to kind of reset, but they do a great job of just recognizing what the other team's trying to do and forcing them out of, you know, to out of that into something they don't want to do, or at least frustrating them because what they're doing is not working and they better change. So great example of it there. We got a good work by Zach Lucero down to get that kind of insight out of Coach.
Tackle over, three wide receivers, tackle over and a tight end. I mean,
tackle over tight end.
It's a new era of football.
And
stopping still, it with a three-man line.
Exactly. Still not being able to run the ball against a three-man front. That tells you a lot about those three men.
Double tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been the system since, you know, sixth, seventh grade. So they know it well, and you get that those diagnostic skills tapped on top of it. There's no wonder that this Viper defense is pitching a shutout and, you know, held down Vista Ridge last week, held Cedar Park, could have shut them down. And
magically, you know, just we heard at halftime, Mr. Ridge has suddenly found its offense again.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'm playing against a Viper defense, a little easier to score.
Yeah, there certainly is. So 42-0 to score here at the end of the first half. We'll take another break and get some more Bills paid so we can stick around with you in the second half a little bit longer. This is Vandegrift Vipers football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Craig Way, Texas Sports Voice King. Are you ready for some properly socially distanced high school football?
Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Thanks to ABC sponsorship, we'll be broadcasting three of the best area high school games each week.
Masks on, ABC is doing everything to be safe.
It's going to be so much fun. This season, we've got Vandegrift, Bowie, and Lake Travis.
Speaking of maroon, that A&M mask looks great on you. Great color.
I told you not to mention that.
Every year.
Alex Flores here for Capital Chevrolet, and we're the number one volume Chevy dealer in Austin because we put our customers first. From amazing service to incredible low prices to faster credit approvals, with 10 local lenders lined up and bidding for your business, we can get you approved when others cannot. I'm a veteran, and veterans are always welcomed at Capital Chevrolet and CapitalChevy.com. The number one volume Chevy dealer in Austin. Chevy, find new roads.
And we welcome
welcome you back to Monroe Memorial Stadium. 42-0 your score. The Vipers on top. And our intrepid sideline reporter, Zach Lucero, has used halftime as an excuse to come in and get out of the cold. And nice job down there. What's the mood like on the down at the sideline for the Vipers, Zach?
You know, this game just had me thinking to when I was in high school playing baseball. And, man, like, these blowout games are so fun to be in. I mean, right. You just see all the players, like, oh, you've got a touchdown. I'm going to get a touchdown next. Graylin Spring has had a great game. It's been fun for him to see him getting so many targets and so many catches. Taylor Dumar started out the game with a big play, so he's been well involved and really kind of just staying, getting everybody hyped up and to stay engaged in a game that can easily you can kind of lose sight of because you've already kind of achieved right. What you set out to do. But instead, the sideline is having fun. I think this was well overdue for a game like this to kind of get everything going. And I really liked what Coach said about Ryan Back. I mean, I remember watching him in that Cedar Park game, and this is a quarterback who's been in the program for a long time but hasn't started any games yet, and we see him against a really good Cedar Park defense struggle a little bit. But ever since then, he's gotten better each and every game, and now here he is with multiple touchdowns in the first half.
So question for you. The energy level on both the sideline and
it's cold.
I get that sense. The energy level on the sideline and in the stands also, because you know we've got the reduced number of fans that are here. But you know, what's your take on the comparison to some of the years past?
You know, I do think it's a little bit different of a student section. I think it's hard. It's hard probably to get students as engaged when half of them aren't even coming to campus. But I mean, the students that are here are loud. I mean, we've seen them travel to the games that we've had, even the one in Belton. The fans, I mean, Vandegrift always has a great just fan base in general. I mean, just looking down here from the press box, I mean, there's still a good number of people here. And like I said, everyone from the coaches to the players to the cheerleaders to the students to just the regular fans are still engaged in a game that's 42-0 at halftime.
Well, when you only get a certain number of games this season with the late start and everything, you never know if this is going to be the last game. You kind of got to make an extra effort to make the most of it. I'm sure that's kind of lurking in the back of their minds as well.
Yeah, especially given the district that we're in. I mean, right. We've already had a game get canceled. We've seen multiple schools in our district have games canceled. So I think you're right. I think as a parent or a relative, if you have a kid on the team or maybe a niece or a nephew or a right. grandkid, you're like, well, I better go to this game because maybe I won't get the chance to go to anymore. So I think that's a great point. And I think just looking at the number of people out here today, I think that's ringing true.
That's a great point. When you think about Stony Point, they're playing Westwood on Monday night.
Right.
Wow. When was the last time you had a high school football game on a Monday night, followed by a Saturday game for their homecoming, Stony Point I'm talking about now. So
it's
just kind of that kind of year. You just kind of squeeze them in whenever you can. Well, that was last week or 2 weeks ago when our game with Stony Point got postponed. Mm-hmm. Coach was wheeling and dealing and trying to get that pickup game with Hutto, which was a district opponent at the last second. So that's just kind of the nature of 2020, I think.
Yeah, and I think the more you know about local football and this district in general, I mean, there's been districts that have been completely unaffected. So to be right. in a district that has had multiple teams with cases and postponement of games, I think it's very relevant to this team because, like I said, because of the district that we're in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are your thoughts in the second half? You expect I'm guessing you're going to see a bunch of different guys out there, and I'm sure they're looking at those guys on the sidelines that don't get a lot of playing time are really looking forward to the opportunity.
You know, I think it's funny when you're at a program like Vandegrift and you talk about guys that don't get a lot of playing time. I mean, we saw those guys play against Ellison. We saw these guys play against Vista Ridge when that kind of got out of hand. Now we're gonna see that even more, and I think that's why a guy like Ryan Back has been so effective only a few games into the season. Is I mean, he never started a game, but he probably appeared in
right.
almost 10 games throughout his career, because when you're at a program like this and you put a whooping on some people, you get to get playing time to guys that aren't necessarily the starters.
Yeah, those reps do matter. And, you know, they're gonna count whether it's in future years or perhaps later in the season when playoff time rolls around. You're gonna want all those guys. Well, having some experience on board already.
We talked about it a little bit last week. We've seen guys come in, maybe playing in the fourth quarter when the game's out of hand. They perform well. They get a few more touches the next week. And the next thing you know, they become the second or the third running back and, actually contribute on a semi-regular basis and play themselves into a lot more playing time.
You know, speaking of running backs, it's been so cool to see the development of Ryan Shepard. I mean, Bowen was the feature guy for sure last year. And to see Ryan Shepard, a guy that was, like, rumored rumor to be changing positions in the offseason. The linebacker really come and be, especially in the first half of the season when you see Bowen lining up more at receiver,
right,
to be the feature guy and not missing a beat from an all-district guy like Bowen Lewis. And then now, once we've gotten into district and we're seeing Bowen start getting added to the mix a little bit more in terms of getting handoffs from the backfield, I mean, this is, especially with the development of Ryan Bagg, this is really turning into like a pretty prolific set of skill players here at Vandegrift.
Yeah, they're growing up fast and learning on the fly here. On the job training in 2020. That's sort of the unofficial motto, I think, for a lot of schools right now.
Zach, I'm a little concerned about you, though, man. You're talking about how freezing cold it is down there. You'd never last in the Big Ten, man. It's freezing cold, but it's, what, wind maybe, what is it, 50 down there?
Yeah, I have a buddy, Oscar Dugisevich. He punted at Hutto, and now he punts at Washington State, and now he's flipping through my Snapchat, and he's video in the field, and it's like snowing like crazy and stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, that could not be me.
Well, it is 57 degrees, not 27. But,
it could have been me, man.
I'm
about to put my mask over my whole face to block the wind.
So, yeah, that's what it takes. It takes cold weather for people to get used to the mask and actually welcome the mask, see? So, well, I appreciate it, Zach, and I guess we'll talk to you in the post-game show, and stay warm down there.
Yes, sir, I'll try. My hands are going to be in my pockets from now on.
All right. The one, the only, Zach Lucero, our intrepid booth engineer and sideline reporter, making his way very slowly down the elevator, dragging his feet.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
He ought to let those beautiful locks flow. Maybe they'd provide us some additional insulation.
There you go.
Hey, you got plenty of hairs there.
If you got it, use it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. That's right.
We're saying that.
Exactly. You guys are looking at me?
Yeah, okay. I
see that.
I'm saying nothing. Well, I think you're right, Scott. I think we're going to see a lot of guys that haven't seen a lot of playing time, and it's such a great opportunity for them because, again, we don't know if the season will get shut down tomorrow. So
yeah, that's true. And you know, the other thing is it's still there's still a lot of time left on the clock. It's one thing to get in, you run the ball a little bit. It's always fun to take a knee, you know, at the end of the game when you know it's done. But
right.
I think some guys are going to get in where there's some still meaningful time on the clock.
Right.
And get a chance to throw the ball around a little bit on offense and defensively.
I bet we will see the first unit, the opening drive.
Yeah.
Something we've gotten Coach Sanders before.
Yeah, he's not going to pull them off too soon.
So just real quick on some stats, and I'm having a hard time keeping up with the Viper offense, but you've got over 100-yard rushings. I've got Ryan Shepard, 5 carries for 41 yards. Bowen Lewis, 4 carries for 43 and a 28-yard touchdown scamper. Ryan Back's carried the ball twice for 12 yards. Back is also 7 out of 10 for about 115, 120 yards, 3 touchdown passes. 2 to Grayland Spring. He's got 3 total catches for 32 yards, those 2 TDs. Big play Tay. He's only got 1 catch, but it was a big one in that first drive.
Kind of got him rolling.
Right, for 45 yards. Caleb Sanders with a circus catch in the corner of the end zone. We've seen him do that a couple times this year. 1 catch for 8 yards. Also, Bowen Lewis has got a catch for 20 yards and a TD. And then Cooper Dupree is at number 3. Yeah, Cooper Dupree's got 1 catch for 9 yards. And then number 14, Jack Nelson, 1 catch for 14. So
everything's spread that around.
Everything's kind of working.
Kickoff was down at the 16-yard line. We come out to start the second half, and Ryan Back with the carry across the left side out to the 21 to the 22-yard line, about a 5-yard pickup. Second down and 5 as the third quarter is underway. Yeah, we talked about might see the starters. We do see them here on the office, and whoever comes into the second half on defense, they got a job to do. You know, the Vipers wanted to get that defensive shutout last week, and they let Vista Ridge get a late score. There's a goose egg up there now. Coach Sanders and that squad wants to keep it there the entire second half. Second down and 3, 7 yards on the carry on the for Ryan Back, and the handoff to the 24-yard line, very near the first down marker, going to bring up a third down and 1.
Yeah, to get down to flex some muscles on offense too, because you know I think McNeil knows they're going to try to grind this out a little bit, so the running yards aren't going to be easy to come by, but a good opportunity for the Viper offense to show that they can kind of control the ball and control the clock.
Shepard with that previous carry to bring up a third down and 1. Swing pass out at the right side, complete at the 25, cuts it up at the 30, stays on his feet, lowers the shoulder out to the 34-yard line. That'll be good for about a 11-yard pickup and a Viper first down.
Taylor Dumar, his second catch of the night. He's a handy player, old number 1, isn't he?
Yep. But he's on our side.
Yeah. And you got those guys who, obviously, you know, playmaker,
you know, always seems to be the right place. You know, whether it's making a circus catch, or you pointed out the block that he made in the first half to on a spring Bowen Lewis on that touchdown run, does all those things well. But then he also just seems to be, you know, have a certain spirit about him that his teammates rally around, and you got to have those kind of guys, and it's fun to watch those guys step up because they become the heart and soul of a football team, and you know, really, really set the tone for what kind of attitude and what kind of culture your team's going to have.
15-yard penalty after the play on the Mavericks, so the ball's off to the Viper 49-yard line now with a first down and 10. Just underway second half, up 42-0. Hand off left side across the midfield stripe and inside the 45 down to the 44-yard line. Bowen Lewis with the carry. To Zach's point, started getting a few more touches now in the backfield again.
Yeah, he sure is. Having a big night so far.
He does have that go-home gear. We've seen it a few times this year. He's been close to breaking some really long runs.
I think it's just a matter of time.
I do too.
Second down and 3. Picked up 7 on that carry. Second and 3. And play action. Back now rolling to his right. Sprints away from the defense. Fires over to the right side. Complete underneath down to the 31-yard line. And that'll be good for a Viper first down.
Yeah, another example of Ryan Back showing great speed there to break contain.
Yep.
It was actually pretty well played by the edge player trying to set that edge.
Boy,
Back
Braylon
was
Spring,
able to get around him.
Yeah, Braylon Spring is really emerging as a dependable target.
Third catch of the night, if my math is right.
It's 4.
Number 4, yeah. Back. Giving ground back to his right. Gets a block in the backfield. Now rolling to his right. Fires over to the end zone. That ball is picked off. May have forced that one a little bit. Up to the 10 to the 15. Out to the 20 to the 25 and the 26-yard line.
Yeah, did a nice job of, again, buying himself some time, escaping what was a really good pass rush, but threw up to the wrong, you know, in the direction of the wrong guy. That was Mike Coleman. He's their by far their best defensive back, and he played that perfectly. I think Ryan Backs thought he had a man open in the end zone, but Coleman was back there to make the pick.
Wind might have been a factor there, throwing
that through
it. Kind of the teeth of the wind, might have hung up just a little. Throw on the run. Usually takes a little bit off your throw.
So Mavericks get the stop. First stop of the night, I believe, for McNeil. They take over first down 10 at their own 26-yard line. Swing it out left side. And pick it his way up to the 27, maybe the 28-yard line for a gain of a yard or two on the swing pass. That'll bring up a second down and 8.
Great job defending that swing pass. Griffin Schaefer out there setting the edge, fighting through a block. Making that receiver take the inside move where there's all kind of good guys wearing black in there.
They're so aggressive on those quick screens and coming up to make plays. Of course, you have to read it right so you don't get caught sort of taking the bait and getting hit over the top. But
second and 9 from the 27-yard line. Dropping back, pass underneath, incomplete. A lot of mustard on that one. Threw it a little low behind the intended receiver.
Hit a lot of traffic, and I think the receiver was really hit about 4 or 5 Vipers around him.
I was looking worried
about when he had caught that. What sort of collision we might have seen there?
I was looking right at him through the binoculars.
Did you see how wide his eyes were?
Number 22.
Yeah.
I mean, Master DeCosta was right there telling him hello, and I think he distracted just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So third down and 9 from the 27-yard line. Collins in the shotgun, one back to his left side, dropping back, looking, under pressure, forces it out there, met immediately and dropped for a big, big loss.
There's that man again. I think that's Master DeCosta again, isn't it, Hank?
Certainly is. But number 22 just has that knack. He's always around the football. It's just one of those guys, Scott.
His dad Bill just snuck up here into the press box and was giving us a thumbs up through the glass.
Okay,
that's right. So
I guess he'll be able to sleep indoors tonight.
That's right.
So fourth down. Cooper would have been better off to swap that one down to the turf. Pressure coming from the right side. The punt is knocked out of there, and it's going to land. Takes a McNeil roll. Inside the 40 and down right there with 7:35 to go in the third quarter. Vipers will take over 42-0. Vandega Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Lance and Katie Clausen for Interspace Cavern in Georgetown.
Lance, you're turning into a real caveman with your Rona beard, shaggy hair. You're growing out the kids, and I'm pretty sure I saw leaves in the bathroom near the toilet paper holder.
Yeah, Katie, something has got to give. Folks, it's time to get moving and away from Netflix and go to Interspace Cavern. We're taking every precaution for your safety, so stop in and see all the new sights and stories, as well as the old ones from when you were there as a kid. Come and see us today. We're fun
and we're open.
Interspace Cavern in Georgetown, 20 minutes from downtown Austin, exit 259.
Save yourself some bucks, man. Maxwell's got the trucks. That's the jingle, and it's really true during Ram Power Days at the original Nile Maxwell dealership. Hey, this is Bob Cole, reminding you to shop around in town, but I promise you, you'll buy in Taylor because all month long, you'll find a better selection of what you want and even bigger savings. Thousands off MSRP on hundreds of new Rams. And Nile has 0% financing for 72 months in Taylor. And demand is through the roof on used trucks. If you've got a used one, we're paying top dollar now. Nile Maxwell in Taylor, NYLE, MaxwellTaylor.com.
On the nice reception here on the near side. Got bit back awkwardly as he made the catch on the far sideline. So you keep an eye on that. But a good catch there by Sanders out to the 40-yard line as we get back underway with 7:18 to go in quarter number three. All Vandegrift so far up 42-0.
Some sort of stop.
There is a flag down there. They're having a...
And I think it's going to go against the Vipers because they were in...
There is a contact.
I'm talking it over with Scott Hermes.
I see it now. He's picking it up. It's kind of camouflaged with that yellow soccer circle. Well, we're not going to get an explanation, whatever it was.
Huh. It's an unidentified flying flag.
That's right.
Looks like we still got the first unit in there.
Yeah.
That's your first string. Earth graders in the offensive line up there.
So first down and 10 Vipers from the midfield stripe. 7:07 clock rolling again here in the third quarter. Two receivers wide right, one to the near side. Back in the shotgun. Dropping back. Stepping up. Now moving to his right. Got some running room, and he's going to pump fake and go to the 45 to the 40. Slide, young man. No, he takes a hit there at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, you're holding your breath. I'm sure Blake Mauser and Drew Sanders are doing the same.
Get a hold of Coach McGee in the sideline, the baseball coach. He'll teach you how to slide.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I think we need to just discourage that at this point in the game.
First out at the 37-yard line, handoff in the backfield, cutting it up at the 40, trying to turn the corner, slides inside the 35 and dives down to the 32-yard line. Ryan Shepard again on the carry, picking up about 5 yards on the play, second down and 5.
Nolan Lewis turned into a lead blocker there. Good to know that he can multitask.
Yeah, so we just don't get excited about, you know, six-yard run on first down. It's
right.
Just
routine.
Yeah, nice blocking on the left side there. And as you said, good lead blocking from his backfield mate. And nice, good, hard run and strong finish.
Indeed.
Once again by Ryan Shepard.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know if we've seen too much of number 25, Ryan Anderson, at tight end. But he's putting in a pretty good shift tonight. Nice block on that last play.
Play action, back, tucks it away, now rolling to his right, selling it over to the right side, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Had him open there at the 20-yard line, threw it behind him a little bit.
They're trying to reward him a little bit for the blocking you just talked about, Hank.
I think you're right. Yeah, that would have been a difficult catch, but I think his response indicated he thinks he should have had it. But
it's one of those things where you're kind of moving to your right, defense is moving, and there are little windows. And sometimes, you know, if you learn how to settle into those so you don't run yourself into coverage.
Right.
Trying to find just a little void in the zone.
Boy, Mac really sells that fake handoff.
Yeah,
he kind of steps under like Louis Tiant, the pitcher for the Boston Red Sox.
I don't know who's showing his age.
Yeah, I know. Third down and 5 from the 32-yard line. 5:33 to go. And handoff straight up the gut inside the 30. Plows down to the 26-yard line. That's going to be good for a first down for Ryan Shepard.
What a great job of blocking, Hank.
Yeah.
And Shepard was 8 yards beyond the line of scrimmage before he encountered his first defender. The flag came in really late on the McNeil side. I don't know if there's somebody.
Big Ethan Fisk, maybe 8 that time. You said he was the... I think the first player that touched Ryan Shepard on that play and his left tackle.
Yeah.
Well, on that play, they brought Taylor Dumas from the left slot across, faked the handoff to him. I notice he's lined up in the right slot now, so I predict he's going to get the football.
Yeah, that's your prediction.
Yeah,
unsportsmanlike against McNeil, just starting to, I'm sure, express their frustration a little bit here. It's been a long, tough night for that defense, and when you're in a situation where you just feel like you can't, no matter what you do, you can't stop them, it's really frustrating. That's not going to make the situation any better.
That spots the football all the way down to the 13-yard line of the Mavericks.
Yeah.
First down and 10 from the 13-yard line. Two receivers wide right, one on the near side. Back, steps out of the pressure, rolling to his right, directing traffic, and fires over to the right side and throws that one away.
Well, he's so elusive. You know,
he is.
Most quarterbacks would probably get sacked in that position.
Right.
You get the right call, you're bringing the right pressure, they come right up the gut, and he slithers out of it and has enough speed to break contain and either throw it away or give himself a shot to make a completion on a play where he probably should have been dropped for a loss.
Tayshaun Wright, the junior, in hot pursuit that time to flush back out of the pocket. Stops the clock with 4:51 to go third quarter. Second down and 10 from the Maverick 13-yard line.
I'm going to give a shout-out to a couple of Pop Warner players out there watching the game. They gave me a text. It's Mason White, Dejon Wright, and Brian Perkins. His older brothers on this Viper varsity squad.
And now we got a timeout in the field. Let's take a real quick one with them so we don't miss much. Factory Mattress Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Since 1977, Factory Mattress has been a locally owned family business, giving customers a great night's sleep at an unbeatable price. With decades of experience, a lower price guarantee on all the top brands, including Tempur-Pedic, and the advanced science of our Right Fit technology, Factory Mattress treats Texans right. Come experience the different shopping local can make at Factory Mattress. Premium brands, lowest prices, sleep on.
My Factory Mattress.
Greg Way here. When I first came over to the Horn, everybody kept asking me, you got your dentist set up? Because Dr. Greg Eckert can take care of you. They were right. Dr. Eckert has nearly a quarter of a century of experience specializing in tooth loss solutions. And whether you're talking about a single tooth, multiple teeth, maybe you need them all restored, Greg Eckert has the solution. After all, he's restored over 1,000 cases. Why not give him a call for a consultation where you're the boss? You make the informed decision about your dental health care needs. Call Dr. Eckert today at 345-3166. That's 345-3166.
From the 13-yard line after the timeout, Vipers up to the line of scrimmage with 4:51 to go here in this third quarter. One receiver wide right, two receivers to the near side. Now they shift the formation and put two guys over on the right side, including Taylor Dumar in the right slot. Play action pass from back, fires, fake pattern in the end zone. Dumar all alone, caught, wow. Touchdown.
Yeah, how do you let Taylor Dumar that wide open?
Not sure, but he was wide open. And I think it's just that Merle, you mentioned that great play fake, running back number 12, just freezing that defense.
Right.
Maybe just that one step enough for Taylor Dumar, who's plenty fleet of foot, to get past him in the end zone, touchdown Vipers.
That will probably be the curtain call for the Viper offense tonight with 4:42 to go.
I think, you know, Coach Sanders just wanted to make sure his team didn't go to sleep at halftime, and wanted to see them come out and execute in the second half. Sorry, Merle.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say Charlie Fournier, Mr. Routine, knocks it through. And 43, I think you're right, Scott.
Yeah.
I think they wanted to see them come out and execute, and, you know, now they could probably take their foot off the gas a little bit with the first team.
Yeah, just the one interception, and it's probably the only blemish on the night for the Viper offense. But, you know, just trying to make a play, and credit McNeil and Mekhi Coleman on the play on that interception. But other than that, Coach said it at halftime, it's been a darn near perfect night for the offense. And so good response after the turnover on the previous series, and they march it right down and score again.
Now, you know, I'll tell you what, give a shout out to 84 Drake Lake, Luke Drake, and he's just does a tremendous job in game snaps.
Yeah, he really is doing a nice job.
Yeah. Also, number 40, Anthony Munoz, a senior DB, and on that special teams extra point. So, a lot of guys, you know, when you get when you only get the.
You know, Vipers have had, you know, you look at like Davis Beal, who did a couple of years ago, and Luke Drake, and you know, what a difference it makes. You see how many of the teams the Vipers play struggle because
those snaps are
always an adventure. And I think Drew Sanders and his staff just lick their chops when they see that.
Yeah.
But Vipers have no such issues.
Pretty good kick into the teeth of the wind. Going to be fielded at the 10-yard line, coming up to the 15. Trying to turn a corner on the far side onto the 20 and wrestle down to the 27-yard line.
The aforementioned number 40, Anthony Munoz.
There he is. Right on cue.
Right on cue. Also, big number 55. I love it when we get a guy with big numbers on the kickoff coverage unit. That's Kyle Morris. We've seen him hustling down all year long, number 55. No shortage of effort.
So first down, Mavericks, 49-0. Vipers on top, 4:29 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Collins in the shotgun, empty back set now, dropping back. They look a swing out to the left side, complete to the 25, out to the 30. Nice job there, crashing out to the 35, 36-yard line. One of their better plays that night to pick up about 9 or 10 yards.
Yeah, got a nice block on the perimeter that kind of engaged the secondary for the Vipers, and we're able to push it ahead for some nice gain on first down.
Logan Arnold making sure it didn't amount to too much there.
Pickup of 8, second down and 2 from the 36-yard line. Collins, a quick drop, looking fine. Pay pat over to the left side. That ball is almost caught. Really nice throw from Collins. I think they're trying to get it out to Cooper. They tried to make that over. There's another section number 9. Pardon me. That's Jarvis Anderson.
Yeah, took a shot there just a little bit too far outside on that fade route.
Getting a good look at number 45, Jordan Kempema, at that middle linebacker spot. Nice to have a guy like that come in and deputize. He's done a good job all year.
Good coverage downfield for the Vipers. Third down and 2 now from the 36-yard line. Off the middle and stacked up right near the line of scrimmage. They're probably going to give him the first down, but if he got it, he didn't get it by much before number 6, Ty Jordan, and some friends were there to lower the shoulder and put him down.
Also number 90, Juan Gutierrez, causing some carnage in there, to quote our good friend Snoop.
Good enough for a Maverick first down at the 38-yard line. Clock continues to roll. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Vipers up 49-0. Two receivers wide left. And now we're going to get a timeout. Timeout, Mavericks. Will take it with them under 3 minutes to go. Vipers in command, 49-0 on the Austin Radio Network.
Card my yard. When good news comes your way, skip the card and stake the yard. It's the easiest way to decorate for any celebration. We do all the work for you. Book your order online and we'll set up the surprise and take down the decorations afterwards. Grand opening, anniversary, or any special occasion. Card my yard. 95 franchises throughout the U.S. Now a proud sponsor of your school. Visit cardmyyard.com today.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way, chicken eat, unbelievable sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Chicken tea is the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of size, make a meal, chicken eat is for real. Follow me to chicken eat, gotta have their BG.
On 38-yard line. With two receivers wide to the left. One comes in to their side. They give it to him underneath, and he's going to be swallowed up and dropped for a loss back at the 30-yard line. 47 and...
That's Sterling Emish, number 47, and 60, Wesley Gentry.
They weren't fooled.
Yeah, no. Just way too much penetration on that. Trying to run that reverse. And
they had one guy trying to block two.
Yeah, and way too many Vipers up the field.
Yeah, he didn't get either one of them. And so, negative play there.
All the way back to the 32-yard line, so that's going to be up a second down and 16 to go from the 32-yard line. And comes a motion right to left, settles in at the left tight end position. And off Cooper, and he's just going to be upended at the 30-yard line. Nowhere to run for Caleb Cooper.
That heavy set that Coach talked about at halftime there.
Tackle over.
And
Sterling
even brought a extra receiver there, try to just get a little more, firepower at the point of attack, and the Vipers just ate that one for dinner.
We need to hear from somebody in Viperland about who number 42 wearing the black is, because we saw him last week. He's not on our roster.
He is not. That is correct. Third down and 18 from the 30-yard line. Dropping back. Under pressure, fires underneath, and that ball is almost intercepted here on the near sideline. So that'll bring up my fourth down. The coverage for the Vipers was Griffin Schaefer. He's had a nice night tonight for Vandergrift.
That's number 60, Wesley Gentry, again with the pressure. We got a ball game in which a defensive lineman has scored a touchdown. Number 54, Lucas Cummings, in that first half.
You don't forget those.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Check his duffel bag on the way out. Might have a little souvenir. Whoa.
The collision there in the pump and no flag. Fair catch call for made at the 30-yard line. That's where the Vipers will take over first down and 10 with 1:22 to go. Break on the field. We'll take it with them. Bannock and Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Bobby Jenkins, voice of ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Craig Way,
Mr. Texas.
Sweet mask.
It's all the rage these days.
Perfect to wear while we broadcast the best high school football games. ABC says mask holes beware.
Vandergrift, Bowie, and Lake Travis. Socially distanced, on point, and ready to dance.
Plus, additional live coverage of other games on the Horn app. It's bigger and better.
Just like how we roll in College Station.
I want my golf clubs back.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, when it comes to real estate, it helps to know the area. And that's where the Bartlett Real Estate Group comes in. Not only is the Bartlett Real Estate Group one of Austin Business Journal's top real estate groups in Austin, but the Bartlett Real Estate Group has been serving the Four Points community for more than 25 years. The Bartlett Real Estate Group is also a trusted supporter of Vandergrift High School football. For more info on the Bartlett Real Estate Group, visit them online at thebartlettteam.com. Or call them today, 512-418-1435. They're happy to start a conversation about your move. The Bartlett Real Estate Group, 25 years of serving the Four Points area.
Quarterback Ryan Shepard with the first carry for 8 yards. Brings up a second down and two with two receivers now to the left side. Beecham dropping back. Swings it out here to the near side to Shepard. Cuts it back up at the 35-yard line. And going to be knocked down right there for a loss of 3 yards. Good pursuit there by the Maverick defense. Number 24 and number 1 on the stop. That is Blake Snodgrass and Jalen Mosley. Did I see a flag? No, I didn't see a flag. I saw a yellow cap and a guy on the sideline down there.
Going to look at number 63, Quinn Griffin, a junior offensive lineman, slotting in left tackle.
And Coach Sanders getting a look here at Reese Beecham in at quarterback, getting just going to try to get some more reps with this particular package. You never know what kind of role it may play later in the year as a nice changeup. He brings a different kind of dimension being a quarterback.
And that is the end of the third quarter. Kind of snuck up on us there. The end of three. 12 minutes left in this one. Vipers up big, 49-0. We'll take a break. Be back for the fourth and final quarter on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Radio Network.
Hey, it's Eric. You've heard me talking about my golf carts. And not just any golf cart. Candy apple red, jacked up, got the rims on it. No, I got a sweet ride from Kenfield Golf Cars.
So beautiful.
New, used, rental, whatever the case is, whatever you're in the market for, Kenfield, they are the way to go. Kenfield's been king of the golf cart mountain here in Austin since 1979. After the sale, it's the service that counts. At Kenfield Golf Cars. I'll see you there.
Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is from right here in Austin. As you know, Austin has several fine burger establishments. That's why we're especially proud that Zagat has rated Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes the number one burger in Austin. So is it Zagat or Zagat's? Like I said, there are several good burger places here in Austin. But as you know, there's good and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
Here's after Sarah down on the sidelines, 49-0 back with the Vipers on top. Here's we head into this fourth quarter. Trying to close it out, working up by third down and 5, going from left to right from the 35-yard line.
Number 76, Holden Garrison, started off in the right tackle. That's his normal starting spot. He's slotted down there to center. You got number 77 in right tackle. He's a junior, Luke Collins.
Beecham in at quarterback. Play action. In trouble, and he's going to go down at the 27-yard line. Didn't want to go down.
Yeah, not without a fight.
So really, first penetration, consistent penetration the Mavericks have gotten tonight. First sack of the night recorded. And the punting unit will come out for the first time tonight.
Yeah, so Better be sure he's limber. I want to pull a hammy or something like that. And standing on that, as Zach Lucero said, frigid 57-degree sideline.
Right.
The frozen tundra down there.
Yeah, exactly.
So Ben Scott set to punt it away from his 12-yard line.
Well, he's been really good this year, number 18. Ben
Scott. Yes, he has.
Surprisingly, he doesn't get much practice.
No repetitions.
Not during the games.
I don't think he punted all the entire game last time. And got another beauty out. Jalen Musick back to receive it, and it takes a Viper roll. And down there at the 31-yard line. So 19, 29, 39, 49, about 40 yards, no return. And the Mavericks will take over first down and 10 with 11 minutes left to go.
Number 24, Griffin Schaefer down there, down on the ball. Second guy down there.
Griffin Schaefer's been a busy dude. He's
Yes, he has. Second guy down there was the deep snapper, number 84, Luke Draken. Another perfectly executed deep snap.
So two receivers wide right, one on the near side. And I believe that's still Jackson Collins in a quarterback. It is. Swings it out to the right side and appended. No, he broke out of the tackle and got it up to the 35-yard line. Nice effort out there by the Maverick wide receiver. I believe that's Travis Redd, the tight end.
23, David Farrell out there playing the corner. Also number 30, Justin Orlando. Sterling Emerson with another tackle. That time to make sure things didn't get out of hand.
Mystery number 42 got another tackle in there.
We got to
solve that.
You had another roster with him on it last week. Do you have this still roster?
I don't know. We got a freshly printed roster.
Yes, we do.
I think that's the one I printed up last week, and it wasn't on there.
Oh.
Bad ball batted up in the air and right into the waiting arms of the Maverick wide receiver. That's Jalen Mosley.
I've had a chance to sort of pick that off mid-flight.
Yeah.
A quick screen to the left there.
Well,
make another lineman happy.
Got his little flag going. Number 33, Max Yule. And on the stop right there, along with number 46, Andrew Scott, sophomore defensive back. Yeah, Gillis right down there in the mix on the sideline.
I love the Viper sideline still jumping around there.
Yeah, I'm showing it on the video right now.
Yeah.
They're in it, boy.
Yes, indeed.
Up 49-0, 10-8 to go. Might be a little tougher next week. Cedar Ridge comes over here to Monroe Memorial Stadium.
55, Kyle Morris.
Weird stuff always happens on Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes. Over the years, we've...
I got married on Halloween.
You remember that? Exactly. I was going to say, yeah.
Remember the Westwood game with the light?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was out.
We had to go over there and play early. Yeah,
it was a window. It was a factor in the game, too, with that fumble.
Yes, it was.
Ryan Merrifield made that circus catch that day.
Yes, indeed.
Second down and 4 from the 38-yard line of the Mavericks. Collins, snap up the middle, tripped up as he crossed the 40 and knocked down there at the 41-yard line.
Jordan Kempman right there, first stop.
Ben Scott there to assist.
Also 65 getting in on the fray. Bishai Sagi, hope I got that right, senior defensive lineman.
Brings up a third down and 4. I see a flag on the far side of the field, however. And looks like it's against the Vipers.
I didn't see what the indication was there. Did you catch that, Merle?
I didn't either.
It's a 5-yard penalty. I wonder if maybe...
The flag was dropped right along the line, so maybe in the neutral zone at the snap.
Yeah.
They took the penalty instead of the play. So first down at the 43-yard line. Collins, handoff, right side. Cooper to the 45, out to the 47-yard line.
Jordan Kempham is putting a pretty good shift in, guys. Another tackle for him. Also, again, Max Hill, number 33.
And Coach Sanders still coaching out there. He's getting a point across to his players right now.
9 minutes away from the first shutout of the season. You know they want to get it.
That's right.
Second down to 7. Mavericks in no particular hurry. To receive his wide right. Collins back in the backfield. The Viper shift, the recognition that Scott was talking about. Handoff on the end around, wrapped up at the 50-yard line. That'll be about a 4-yard pickup, going to bring up a third down and 4. Man came in motion from right to left. That was Joseph Patterson. About three Vipers pointed, and they shifted over and saw it right away.
Yeah, you know, these guys are, a lot of these guys are, you know, second-team guys that aren't maybe necessarily getting the same amount of reps in practice, but just tells you how well-prepared they are as well. And still, if you may not be getting as any active reps, but at least mentally, they're getting opportunity to prepare just as well as the first-team guys.
And Cooper, they're going to give him the first down. I'm not necessarily sure he got down to the 46-yard line.
Not either.
They're waving him. That was a
46, Andrew Scott.
That was borderline at best, and they marked that a yard beyond the first down marker.
And 46, Andrew Scott was there with emphasis to shut the door on that.
So the Mavericks pick up the first down, allegedly, at the 46-yard line.
You're skeptical, Merle.
I'm skeptical.
Yeah, we can go to the tape later. See, check that spot.
First down at the 46-yard line. Swing it out right side, complete. Inside the 45, down to the 42-yard line. That'll be about another 5-yard pickup. Second down and 5. Clock continues to roll here. 7:15 to go.
And Scott over there also.
Yeah,
Kempema.
Good tackle.
Yeah, good tackle by the punter.
Yeah.
Great team.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently he's also a multi-skilled individual.
Apparently. But, you know, that's one of the, certainly the characteristics of this Viper defense, and has been on display all year long, just how sound they are when it comes to tackling, which is, you know, it's a little bit surprising given that the short amount of time you have to prepare in the preseason and not a lot of live tackling going on, but.
Well, that's one of the things we've seen other teams struggle with at every level, watching Saturday and Sunday games. Is
swing it out to the near sideline, inside the 40. Nice stiff arm and flung out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Jalen Mosley on the reception. Going to be about 2 yards shy of the first down.
Well, Max Hill looks like he's a looks like he's a football player.
I think Tom Herman's going to give Drew Sanders a call to see if he's got any.
Yeah.
Well, out of respect for Merle, I mean, I may not touch that one, but I'll drive down to the 40 acres and get his number.
Yeah, exactly.
They maybe could use some help, but it's hard. This is something that's hard to do.
It's tough to replicate that.
Yeah.
Cooper bounces to the right side, and case in point, right there. Look at that swarming defense, wrapping him up. He just kept banging along the outside, further and further out, and more black shirts just kept arriving.
The Lone Ranger, Clayton Moore.
Clayton Moore in the on the top.
Christian Davis in there in the middle. Jordan Kempema. Man, he really moves well to sideline to sideline. He's got some wheels. Number 45 for the Vipers.
Big play for this Viper defense. Fourth down and 3. Doesn't matter for the game, but it's 4th and 3. The Viper defense trying to preserve the shutout with under 6 minutes to go. A chance to get off the field here at the 39-yard line.
Man, you've got a lot of your second unit guys in there going against the first unit for McNeil.
Hand off up the middle. Not going to get there. Ran right into a black wall.
Man, who is that buzz saw? Number 30. That was Justin Orlando. Man, just saw him right in half.
Yeah, that was just.
They look like offensive linemen on a blocking slip.
Well, we talked a second ago about how well this Viper team tackles.
Yeah.
That was textbook.
Man. Whew. Whew. Buzz saw right there.
By the way, guys, Cedar Park 75, Anderson nothing.
Oh, boy.
Cedar Park is pretty good.
Yeah, so. Rumor has it, Cedar Park's got a football team.
Wow.
Pretty good.
75 to nothing.
That's just in the third quarter. Vipers get it back. 5:34 to go. True receiver's here to the near side. Hand off up the middle and picking his way up to the 45-yard line. Who was that on that carry? Was that?
It's 43.
43. That would be
Jackson Bogardus.
Mr. Jackson Bogardus. Yeah, he had a couple of nice carries in last week's game against Vista Ridge.
And he's one of those carriers that's got that forward lean.
Yeah, right.
North-south runner.
Reese Beecham still in a QB.
Bogardus, a 7-yard pickup out to the 46-yard line, second down and 3. 5 minutes to go in this one. All Vandegut, 49 to nothing. 21 points in the first quarter. They never looked back. Beecham, handoff to Bogardus.
across the midfield stripe, diving down to the 45, down to the 44-yard line. And with that, we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Vandegrift Vipers Football on the Austin Radio Network.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTAE AM Elgin, KQ70CO Round Rock. This is The Horn.
Well, that time, Merle, number 73 on that last play, Matthew Parrington, pulling from that left guard spot where he's slotted in right now. Just did a great job leading up. That's, what, about an 18, 20-yard gain there?
Yeah.
Jackson Bogardus.
Into Maverick territory, down to the 42-yard line. One receiver wide left, two to the near side. Beecham, handoff to Bogardus inside the 40. Rugby piling it forward down to about the 37-yard line. Didn't look like much, but it's a 6 yards and a cloud of rubber pellets. The clock keeps moving. Inside of 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, getting a great push up front there from that offensive line. And then Bogardus just getting in behind him. And
yep.
Like the hammer.
That right side right now, pushing for 5 yards at 63, Quinn Griffin, and 77, Luke Collins. Great job up front there. These guys look like they're a pretty good unit in their own right.
Yeah, they are.
Doing some road grading out there.
And all the Viper units really just coming together and making progress every week that we've had a chance to see them and getting some valuable time here.
And off right side, and this time going to be stacked up and still got back near the line of scrimmage. A flag comes flying in. First one to get to him was Hunter Snyder.
Yeah, this is going to get the Vipers. I mean, it's been a really clean game from that perspective. Maybe, I don't know, we had a flag on the Viper offense yet?
I'll tell you what, number 32, Charles.
Actually, it's on the defense, not on the Vipers. It was thrown in the area of holding, but it was hands to the face there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how.
May have been why they. Sorry, Hank.
Yeah, that's all right. I just say number 32, Charles Robert Perkin on that carry looks like I'm not sure how he got any yards at all.
Yeah.
Has to somehow fight for back to the line of scrimmage, but that's a big penalty there.
Yeah, it's a big penalty, but it sort of gives you a sense for perhaps how they got the penetration that they did.
I remember one offside in the Viper defense. That's all I remember.
Number 21, Charlie Oliver, sophomore tight end. He's a long, tall drink of water with some meat on him. Looks like a pretty good player coming up for the next 2 years.
Yeah. Younger brother of Jackson Oliver, past Jackson Oliver, not the current Jackson Oliver. A couple of Oliver families have Viper, long-standing Viper legacies here.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Bogardus will give it the carry down to the 20-yard line and bring up a second down and 9, 2.5 minutes to go. You know what's great about Viper families? I'm going to generalize here, but for a lot of big families. So you get like four brothers and sisters coming through the program.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to reload.
Yeah.
And Charlie had, obviously, older brothers Jackson and Baker.
Right.
Eating a lot of Mighty Fine Burgers in that family. They grow big.
Got a couple Skoglins playing on the freshman squad to go with Austin Skoglin here in the varsity. Hand off right side, inside down to the 15-yard line. Going to bring up a third down and 4. Put Bogardus is making the most of this opportunity. That actually wasn't Bogardus, however.
There's number 81, Ethan Kaladi, senior wide receiver.
Yeah, Kaladi, Ethan Kaladi. Third down and 3.
You better believe it. It's 49-0 on the scoreboard, but to the guys that are in there right now, they really want to punch this
one. Yes, they do. So
kind of finish off what's been a really impressive drive.
And it's killing two birds with one stone. It's helping preserve the shutout as well.
Yes, that's right.
We're going to play clock down 8 seconds, 1:22 on the game clock.
Going to work this all the way down.
A bit here.
They have to call a timeout.
Nope, they didn't get it off. A little bit too much time getting that play in to delay a game, pushing back 5 yards, bringing up a third down and 9 here from the 16-yard line.
I think did they get the timeout, or did they call the delay a game?
Called the delay a game.
Yeah, I think McNeil thought they'd gotten the timeout, so the defense ran off.
Their defense ran off. You're right, Scott. The hustle back out there.
So 39 back at the 20-yard line. They'll wind the clock again, coming up in the 1 minute mark.
Braden
swing it out near side, complete to the 20, and inside the 20. Stays on his feet, shoved out about to the 16-yard line.
Braden Buchanan on the...
Yeah, sophomore Braden Buchanan in the game.
Luke Draken on the catch. I believe that was.
Good job fighting for the extra yards there. Number 84, Luke Draken, another guy who's got a multi-task
mind
frame there.
Fourth down and four to go. Clock rolling, 36 seconds to go. Vipers have to run off one more play here. Score now. This is an impressive drive by this unit. The receiver's wide left. Beats him in the shotgun. Bogardis lined up to his right side. Snap with 1 second on the play clock to Bogardis inside and down to the 10-yard line. He's got enough of the first down, I believe. Going to be close.
Yeah, it's going to come up just a bit short, but that's going to do it.
It doesn't matter because the clock is going to come up short, too. It shows zeros, and the Vipers get the win 49-0.
Comprehensive victory.
Yeah, just a dominant performance all around by the Vipers. You know, really clean game offensively. I mean, they executed with perfection tonight. The Viper defense just once again showed its nasty self and was relentless. I mean, McNeil could just never get anything off the ground tonight. That defense was something. And Vipers played, you know, really, you know, virtually mistake-free football. Very, very few penalties, if any, on offense that I can recall. Maybe one on defense. Coach Sanders can be very pleased, and just another kind of building block to a successful season. And he knows that these are important wins to get, and also important ones where you want to keep getting better and progress in every phase of the game. And the Vipers did that again. So every week we've seen them get better and better, and the train keeps rolling.
I'll tell you what, Scott, you couldn't have said it any better. This is a very, very clean football game. You've got to be extremely excited if you're the Vipers coaching staff, Coach Mauser, Coach Sanders, that with the execution tonight, which really looked like it was a clockwork, just, you know, finely tuned instrument. They really executed well. I don't recall any penalties on the offense except for the delay of game here.
That's the last one.
And then the one penalty on defense. So just a very clean football game. Did everything they needed. Is just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to see just how many people got involved in terms of, you know, really spread the ball around. A lot of receivers making catches, a lot of people getting in the end zone, you know, a lot of contributors on defense as well, getting in and sort of making it a difficult night for the Mavericks. But, you know, great all-around team win.
Yes, indeed.
So 49-0, your final score. The Vipers now improving to 3-1 in the season and 2-0 in district play. We'll take a break. I know Zach down there is down there talking to head coach Drew Sanders. We'll hear from him in the postgame show. We'll come back with our Hallmark segment, and we'll be back for the postgame show here on the Austin Radio Network. Vanagon Vipers football. Vipers with the win, 49-0.
Cobra Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Cobra Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Cobra Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CobraCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandergrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's number one title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to independencetitle.com.
Need a fresh look? The designers at Budget Blinds are here to help. Budget Blinds has been Austin's local window covering experts for more than 10 years. They have the largest selection of window coverings, including shades, plantation shutters, drapes, and even outdoor patio shades. And all can be controlled with a touch of a button or the sound of your voice. Budget Blinds of Austin and Hill Country has a style and service for every budget. Give Budget Blinds a call at 512-593-5505 or check out their website at budgetblinds.com to schedule your in-home consultation and get inspired today.
Budget Blinds.
Texas Malibu is your exclusive dealer for the world's number one water sports towboats, Malibu. Now with locations in Austin and Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels, we cover all of Central Texas. Come see the enthusiasts at Texas Malibu in Austin or Texas Ski Ranch in New Braunfels. Or give them a call, 512-244-9777, or visit them online, texasmalibu.com. That's 512-244-9777. Then get on the water with your crew and make memories that'll last a lifetime.
Hey, Viper fans, it is Coach Sanders. Hope everybody's doing good. This is the Viper Minute, where we talk a little bit about the things we believe in that affect our football team and all the young men that are on our team. We have talked about our hallmarks, and this is
our final hallmark of honor. And our tagline is, it's not about me, it's about us. And I will tell you, in this day and age, it is hard to teach young people that it's not about them. And if you really think about it, it's hard to teach adults that. And so the concept of team is a difficult one. And everyone fits together in a team to benefit the greater goal. So sometimes that means young men have to take roles that maybe they don't envision themselves, don't sometimes want to do. And that's sometimes what a team is about, is you've got to just step up and whatever your role is, do it to the best of your ability. No one really dreams of being a backup. But sometimes our young men have to be a backup, ready to go, and they've got to put the team before them. And when we can remember that it's not about me, it's about us, then that makes it a little easier. And then I truly believe that this concept of honor is going to help them later in life. When they become fathers and you have to get up and change a diaper in the middle of the night, you realize it's not about you. You know, if it was about you, you'd stay sleeping. When you become a husband, and you don't feel like doing the laundry, or you don't feel like getting up and getting someone a glass of water or whatever it is, you know, it's not about you. It's about the group. And so I think that this concept, even though sometimes it's messy, sometimes it's even annoying to do the role that maybe is yours for that moment, you can still learn from it. And I think that's the best thing, and the beautiful thing about honor is that you learn that it's not about you. I think it makes your entire life easier and better as you grow.
Are you ready for a smart home or new entertainment? Perhaps your technology doesn't work as well as you'd like. Give Bennett Technologies a call. They provide superior products and services for all your residential and commercial technology needs. They design, sell, install, and maintain smart homes, audio and video systems, automation, shading, lighting, and full networking solutions. Consumer or contractor, let Bennett Technologies hook you up. Online at BennettTech.net or 512-590-0633. Bennett Technologies. They make technology simple for you.
Treat your car to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protection products such as Rain-X and Simonize Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
Hey, it's Eric. You've heard me talking about my golf carts. And not just any golf cart. Candy apple red, jacked up, got the rims on it. No, I got a sweet ride from Kenfield Golf Cars.
So beautiful.
New, used, rental, whatever the case is, whatever you're in the market for, Kenfield, they are the way to go. Kenfield's been king of the golf cart mountain here in Austin since 1979. After the sale, it's the service that counts. At Kenfield Golf Cars. I'll see you there.
If you or your Vandegrift athlete have suffered an orthopedic injury or have joint pain, let Dr. Matthew Crawford and his team at Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine take care of you. Dr. Crawford specializes in diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries with an emphasis on injury prevention and conservative treatment. He and his team offer cutting-edge arthroscopic and minimally invasive surgical techniques. Visit them today at austin-orthopedics.com. Let Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine keep you at the top of your game. For over 20 years, Weinheimer Wealth Management has offered financial planning strategies and investment management services. They put all their energy into developing, implementing, and monitoring investment strategies to help their clients reach their financial and lifestyle goals. Just as important, Matt and Contessa Weinheimer have lived here for 17 years. Their kids were born here, and they will graduate as Vipers. They are proud to support Viper football in this community. Check them out at WeinheimerWealth.com.
Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes is from right here in Austin. As you know, Austin has several fine burger establishments. That's why we're especially proud that Zagat has rated Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes the number one burger in Austin. So is it Zagat or Zagat's? Like I said, there are several good burger places here in Austin. But as you know, there's good and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine Burgers, Fries, and Shakes.
Welcome back to Monroe Memorial Stadium. The Vipers victorious tonight, 49-0 over the McNeil Mavericks. Merle Bertrand and Scott Schaffner, Hank Hudson here. Zach Lucero down at the sidelines, and Derek Cohn back at the Austin Radio Network studios. A long conversation. Wonder what was said. Well, I'm always curious to know what was said in those kind of huddles. What do you talk about every week, guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's one can only speculate, but yeah. I think what they're doing is they're, you know, turning their attention to what's next and saying, hey, look,
right,
you know, nice effort tonight, you know. Hopefully got a sense for how good we can be when we execute at that type of level. But, you know, really important juncture of the season, because now you sort of turn the corner and you're heading into, you know, tough terrain. You know, you want to try to make a deep playoff run, if not all the way. You've got to just continue to get better and better every week, and that's you know, that's probably a lot of what the message was there. Don't want guys getting complacent. Want them to continue to come out getting better. So that was my guess. Pure speculation on my part, but that would be
a lot of dangerous opponents out there, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. You're all over it. I mean, we know, you know, Coach Sanders, we've talked about it before. He, you know, he broadcasts every week, you know, what his motto and his mantras are and his hallmarks. I mean, he's going to be talking to him about discipline and maintaining that discipline, and you're exactly right. I mean, yes, okay, congratulations, job well done. But, you know, tomorrow we got to start thinking about the next opponent. And, you know, for these coaches, I can tell you that preparation starts tonight. They're going to be going home, you know, patting themselves on the back just for a second, but their preparation is going to start tonight. They'll start getting into the practice plan and doing those things, and those guys work extremely long hours this time of the year, and I think you're right. I think it's that kind of discussion about, hey, all right, this is one hurdle we've cleared, one game at a time. We've got to get ready and be prepared for their next opponent.
Well, you got the sass right there. What is your quick draw pencil tabulated, Mr. Hudson?
Full disclosure, this is you know, very rough, but you know, Vipers worked the short field tonight on many occasions thanks to that defense, but you know, pushing 350 yards on total offense. Ryan back, 4 touchdown passes. I'm getting for 13 out of 17 or 18 attempts for about 450 yards roughly. 4 TDs, 1 interception. Favorite target tonight was probably Graylin Spring, number 80. He was 4 catches for about 46 yards, 2 touchdown catches. Taylor Dumore caught 3 for 69, including a second half touchdown pass. Caleb Sanders, 2 catches, 22 yards and a touchdown. Ryan Shepard caught a pass for, there was a negative play, but one of the only ones of the night. And Luke Draken caught a pass for 1 catch for about 6 yards. Rushing the ball, equally effective. 10 carries for 72 yards for number 4, Ryan Shepard. 5 carries, 51 yards for Bowen Lewis. 1 big 28-yard touchdown run. Also, Ryan Beck carried the ball 3 times for 24 yards. And then Jackson Bogardis came in and deputized very nicely, especially on that last drive, got 5 carries for about 40 yards. So very workmanlike performance. Great job by the big hogs up front. So a lot of linemen blocking downfield and doing what they do.
And the Vipers do what they do with the 49-0 win here in the home opener. Why don't we step aside one more time? We understand that the interview with Coach Sanders is ready back to the studio. So we'll take one final break in the post game and be back to hear from Coach Sanders. Zach will make his way up here. We'll get final thoughts and get ready for Cedar Ridge next week. One more break coming up in the post game show. Branding of Vipers football on the Austin Radio Network.
Kroger Cadillac prides itself on offering first-class services that match our first-class products. Hi, I'm Courtney Covert, and as part of Covert Cadillac's Advantage program, when you purchase from us, you're entitled to benefits that few other dealers can offer. An at-home delivery option, priority loaner vehicle, concierge service, courtesy car washes, and much, much more. Come by and visit us today to experience the Covert commitment for yourself. Covert Cadillac, American luxury has evolved. Visit CovertCadillac.com and like us on Facebook.
When you buy or sell a piece of property, it helps to have a friend in the business. Independence Title will pick up the ball on your transaction and take it right across the goal line. Independence is locally owned right here in Austin with deep roots in the Vandergrift community. Independence is also the Austin Business Journal's #1 title company. Work with the home team at Independence Title. Call 329-5299 or go to IndependenceTitle.com.
Family time, anytime, always worth every dime. On our way, chick and eat, unbelievable, sweet tea. Extra tenders, they're the best, not to mention all the rest. Chick and eat is the place to go for all of us in the know. Plenty of sites, make a meal, chick and eat is for real. Follow me to chick and eat, gotta have their BB.
Treat your to big shine and little time at the Big Red Express Car Wash. Choose from one of our four exterior car washes or go unlimited and wash as often as you want with one of our monthly wash plans. In our complimentary lot, you'll find free vacuums, towels, glass cleaner, a mat wash station, and more. Protect your investment with our superior cleaning and protecting products such as Rain-X and Simonized Hot Wax. We're always ready to provide you with friendly service where your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Stop by the Big Red Express Car Wash today. We'll be waiting for you.
All right, Coach, big 49-0 win. First of all, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it was a nice job and get the game done, and offense looked really good, and the defense looked good, and so we'll go back, watch the tape, and then get ready for our next opponent.
So let's talk about that offense. I mean, 49 points against a district opponent. Ryan Jack, a guy that's been in the program for a long time. What can you say about his development and the development of this offense?
Yeah, you know, it's really nice to be able to see us throw the ball around like we've been throwing this year, and a lot of receivers getting to have some fun. So they're excited. We're running the ball well, too. And Ryan's doing a great job, and got to give credit to the O-line, too.
And then, Coach, defensively, I know you love to see a shutout. Starting to see some big names emerge, Austin Scoglin, a linebacker, Ricky Sweeney on the defensive line. What are your thoughts on just that unit?
Yeah, anytime you can shut out anybody in this day and age, that's really hard to do. And we should have had a shutout last week, too. So, you know, what we've been able to do the last couple of weeks has been really impressive on defense, and I kind of feel like we hadn't even tapped our potential. So I'm excited. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Well, that was a scary statement.
Yeah,
that right there.
Say.
We haven't even tapped our potential. Holy cow.
Yeah, but, you know, I think he's right. I think we haven't seen sort of the full upside of of this fighter. They just continue to get better every week and are playing with a lot of confidence. And you know, you never know. The seasons go long. It's a long season. Anything can happen. So just really great to see the progress. And that, you know, that defense, just in terms of the discipline with which they play, we talked about their fits and just always get a bunch of guys swarming the ball and how well they tackle. So fundamentally, that's a recipe for a great defense. But yeah, I think it's going to get better, and I think the tests are going to continue to get tougher.
And you know, Hank, you always talk about how with the kind of goofy, shortened, no spring football, no 7-on-7 offense is going to be behind the starting of the season. I think this defense is really giving the offense breathing room to come together, which they're doing right now.
I think you hit the nail right on the head there, Merle. And I mean, the reality is we've talked about, we're seeing at every level of football, in the NFL, in college, in high school, we're seeing some fundamental issues and, you know, some technique things, tackling, you know, penalties, multiple penalties in games. You know, we saw tonight a Vanier team that just looked like, you know, I mean, they put on a clinic for tackling. 11 guys flying to the football. You know, great, you know, great tackling technique, great form, and then also execution in terms of no mental breakdowns and in terms of penalties. I mean, every team we've played, you know, continuously we see, you know, a team struggle with procedure penalties against that active defensive line for the Vipers. But, you know, the Vipers, you said it, Scott. I mean, they really played a clean game.
Yeah, played a clean game. And, you know, Marlo, I think you pointed it out, or Hank, you did, on one of the plays where you had, you know, a certain motion on a play and you got three players pointed out. So
right.
What tells me is that defense is talking to each other.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You know, there's great communication going on down there. And it's fun to watch, and, you know, it certainly would be fun to play against. but you also know that, look, once again, you know, people are going to recognize kind of who the king of the block is.
Yeah.
And every team's going to be ready to play the Vipers. And so that's why the Vipers have to be, you know, on their game every single week, because they can make somebody's season if they're the ones that finally knock them off the throne. But got to keep getting better, and, you know, next week is another opportunity to do that. And I guarantee you the coaches are up down there talking about what do we need to do to start game planning for next week.
I'll tell you what, the last week you got a real sense, because there were a lot of people surprised with the result.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that this Ridge is putting up these huge numbers. And really, the Vipers just threw the gauntlet down and said, hey,
yeah.
You know, we're still here.
Yeah.
You still better make sure you can prepare to play us, because we're really good.
I guess if there's one downside to that that fancy black and white uniform the Vipers use, that big red target shows up extra bright.
Yeah, that's right.
Now. You know, we've all seen this, too, where a team, they're coming off a big win. They're playing a young team that's kind of struggling, rebuilding. It would have been very easy for the Vipers to play down to their level. They could have been sloppy. They could have had a bunch of penalties. Didn't have any of that. And Coach Sanders talked about it all the time. We just kind of focus on what we do, and I think you saw it with the cleanness of the game tonight.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Merle. That was impressive, because it would have been really easy for them to come off an emotional win last week And we talked at, you know, at the opening of the broadcast that we thought maybe McNeil would come in with a little emotion playing for their, you know, knowing how much, you know, a game like this means to a Scott Hermes. But, boy, Vipers were sharp, and we talked about them needing to get out to a fast start. They did that and just kept accelerating from there.
Yeah, 21-0 after the first quarter, never looked back.
Yeah, 42-0 at half. We got to Zach Lucero on a dead sprint up to the press box to get out of the frigid there.
Let's make sure that his teeth aren't chattering too much to talk.
Yeah, you warmed up and you're out of breath. Are you ready to go on air?
Well, anyway, Zach, what did it look like down there in terms of energy? It seemed like it stayed pretty at a pretty high level the entire game. What are your thoughts?
Man, this headset is doing numbers on my ears right now. This feels amazing. But, you know, I think the sentiment that was repeated throughout kind of the post-game talks with all the coaches is that they played to their standard. I mean, a lot of times you can see a McNeil team coming in without their star player that's off to a rough start in the season and say, like, okay, we can take this game off. We just beat Vista Ridge.
Right.
We're probably a shoe-in for the number one team in the district after a win like that, and we can kind of take it off against McNeil. But that's what good teams do. Good teams will beat up on a team like that and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. You got to see some new guys get in there, even for us, new guys that we haven't even seen yet.
Right.
So I think that just is a testament to these coaches and them doing the best they can to get everybody an opportunity to get onto the field, especially for the fans that come to these games to get a chance to see their kid get some touches and get some playing time. And I mean, just the stuff that the coaches are talking about is they shouted out Austin Skoglund for not for a tackle, not for a pass breakup, but for a block on punt return. I mean,
right.
It's just finding little things like that that you can take away from a win like this, because sometimes it's hard to look back on this and say, like, okay, what did we do right? Well, everything. So if you can go back and kind of nitpick these small things like a block on punt return or doing something technically right, I think that's what you got to do with a win like this.
Yeah, the stuff that doesn't matter tonight, but it's going to matter down the road in a one-point game with the season on the line, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, Zach, we counted two penalties, one on the offense and one defense. Is that your count as well? Do you remember the Vipers, you know, playing such a clean game? I mean, this is early in a interrupted and crazy season, so execution-wise about the offense and defense, it has really looked clean tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of that delay game, and then I think they lined up in the neutral zone one time on defense, and that game, the game was already well out of hand by then, and the coaches still weren't happy at those penalties. I mean, I think, one, they were probably just as cold as I was and ready to get back to the locker room, but two, I think you played so clean for four quarters, you just want to finish that fourth one and get it over with in terms of the cleanliness of the game, and I think it's a testament to kind of the poise of this team too, because I mean, this is a game I think everybody knew that's a former assistant coach. I mean, it was chippy at times. I mean, we saw both sidelines get warned. We saw some unsportsmanlike happen, and for all of that to be going on and still receive that few penalties. So I think it's three penalties. I think there was an unsportsmanlike, yeah. So, I mean, but still, like, in a game that's as chippy as it was, I mean, you can go back and look at the Vista Ridge game. That was as chippy as it's going to get, and we didn't see many, many personal fouls in that game.
I think that's just this district. You're going to have chippiness. You have teams out there, and it's just part of football.
But to not be penalized for it, I think is huge to, like, the poise of this team.
Yeah.
Well, they've actually started to turn off the lights in the stadium, so I guess we better get out of here. We'll go around the room and get final thoughts and get ready for Cedar Ridge next week.
You know, I'm really excited for Cedar Ridge. I think this is a different Cedar Ridge team. This is a Cedar Ridge who has probably one of the best defenses in the district, which almost sounds weird to say talking about Cedar Ridge. So I'm excited to see a team that plays a similar play style to us and really a first big test after what we thought was going to be at Vista Ridge.
Yeah, we talked about the tests just continue to get tougher.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great one. We've seen off, and it's probably coming out at a perfect time. You know, you've got an offense that's, you know, really coming of age and seems to be clicking on all cylinders. But getting a real test next week, and then you had another opponent probably coming in thinking that they're gonna sort of figure out a way to crack this Viper defense,
right,
which no one's been able to do yet. So another great test for them as well.
Well, it'll be interesting, to see how they respond. You know, that was a superlative performance across the board. I mean, everything went really well. Execution, you put big numbers up. You got a lot of people who got touches and got playing time. So you're going to have to build on that. You know, this is just one more step that you've got to take in a season to compete for that district championship, which that's the goal. That's the stated goal for this team. Coach Sanders he's made it known that's the standard. And they played to their standard. You heard Zach say it. Just got to carry it over to next week.
Well, that is going to do it for us tonight. Then we'll be back with you next Friday night right here from Monroe Memorial Stadium as the Vandegrift Vipers will take on the Cedar Ridge Raiders. From our broadcast partners, Scott Schaffners and Hank Hudson, Zach Lucero, our producer and sideline reporter, and Derek Cohn back at the studio, my name is Merle Burchard, signing out from Monroe Memorial Stadium in Austin, where the Vandegrift Vipers had defeated the McNeil Mavericks by a final score of 49-40. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next time right here on the Austin Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Vandegrift Vipers Football on the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network. Brought to you by Kenfield Golf Cars, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Mighty Fine Burgers, Bartlett, Texas Family Physicians, Rock Solid Construction, Dr. Crawford Texas Orthopedics, Weinheimer Well, Card My Yard, Bennett Technologies, Texas Malibu, Budget Blinds, Big Red Car Wash, Province CPA, Chicken Express, Independence Title, and Covert Auto Group. Coming up next, it's the Flex Post Game, powered by the ABC Home and Commercial Services High School Football Network.